Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
What kind of radio show is this?
It is the one that wakes you up every morning.
It's like my new favorite show.
It's Monday morning.
Are you serious? You made up an email address?
I can't.
Is this real life or is this make-believe?
I can't breathe right now. I can't breathe.
Breathe, idiot!
Is this show getting weirder this year?
Don't worry, it's too early for the creative types.
Get up there and do the show. We go live in seconds.
It's showtime.
Too much to leave.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing out there? How you doing? It's Monday.
Which one?
Which Monday is this?
Civil War.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
March 21st. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Spring is here.
It has sprung, if you will.
It's officially spring.
It's a beautiful Monday morning. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah.
Hey.
You can call us the Morning Invasion. How's everybody doing? How are we doing out there?
Fantastic.
I feel good.
Me too. This actually doesn't really feel like a Monday for some reason. Not
it's because
tired.
You spent all weekend watching Daredevil.
Yeah. Oh,
whoa!
Man. Okay, can I say something hilarious?
Yeah.
I was the one freaking out going, I'm going to binge it all today. And you guys are like, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to savor it. I'm like 4 episodes in. You guys are like, oh, I got like one more. I'm like,
yeah. It's so good.
I couldn't stop Dang myself.
It. You couldn't, like, Derek, you couldn't stop.
No,
every
no.
episode's like, stop.
I'll do one more.
One more.
Yeah, I binged most of the episodes on Saturday morning.
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. Saturday morning.
I bet you we were watching it at the exact same time because we both have 2 episodes left.
Yep.
I had baseball all weekend. I had a fundraiser.
And here's the thing. Like, I'm going back and rewatching episodes. So I am totally savoring it. So if there's something that confuses me, I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
And I'll stop it and go back.
I'm doing the same
thing. I had to rewatch episode 8.
I hate that you guys have so much time.
It was awesome. It just worked out perfectly for me because Don and Johnny are out of town. So it's just me and Beans and Panda.
We have to wait until like midnight to start it because we're like, are the kids in deep enough sleep that they will not have nightmares for the
really,
rest of their
it's
lives.
It's really not that. You could let it's your actually, kids watch it.
No, you cannot.
No,
you
can't. No, you
can't. Just because your kids are 27, you can't say that. Not everybody's really old like you.
Dude, his kids
will, wrong with
his kids will watch it and they'll like dream about some of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because you don't let them watch SpongeBob.
Bro. Yeah. 12 is the oldest child I have. There's no way, dude. It's definitely not appropriate.
It's not so as good. Violent as season 1. Well, I take that back.
I'm like, I just watched episode 4 and that was insane.
Yeah, but some of that stuff in season 1 with the whole like...
No, yeah, yeah.
It was kind of extreme. Maybe that's it. It's as violent, but it's not as extreme.
Okay.
Some of the situations aren't like there was a, I don't know, but it seems more like, well, that makes sense because that's the Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Guys, last night Batman versus Superman. Oh, do you need to hit the nerd talk button?
Maybe so. It is Monday, and we are just starting.
Thank you. Yesterday, the premiere of Batman versus Superman and the reviews so far are incredible.
Yeah. You guys are going tonight.
We're going tonight.
Ugh, I just want to stay awake. That's my only goal.
Yeah, Steve-O and Teo are going to an 11 p.m. showing. 11 p.m., right?
Something
or 10
like
p.m.?
10 p.m.
10 p.m. showing.
10.
It's like a 2.5-hour movie.
Gosh, I hope there aren't any trailers. Please.
They usually don't have trailers during
I hope not. But it's 3D IMAX, so we get to go, like, see the ultimate whatever.
I'm jealous. But you know what?
Even if I had a pass, I probably wouldn't go anyways.
Really?
Because
one of us has to be alert tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. Like, we did this thing before there was even Star 88. Mm-hmm. Like it was when it was still static radio.
That's how long we've been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. That's how long we've had these quote passes, if you will. Dude, Ben Affleck, speaking of Daredevil and children, Ben Affleck's son, Sam, is 4 years old.
Son of Sam?
One of the reasons why Ben Affleck took the role. Am I ruining things here?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I did put some stuff in your Steve-O stuff. So.
Sorry.
But no, it has nothing to do with it.
One of the reasons took the role of Batman is because of Samuel, his 4-year-old son. However, he also said Samuel's just going to have to enjoy watching him as Batman on the trailer because the movie is too intense for his 4-year-old. So he will not be letting his son see him play Batman.
I know.
It's called good parenting, Dex.
You say Ben Affleck's a better parent than me?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, if my kids were 4 years old, I wouldn't let them watch it.
Uh-huh, sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I see your kids living in this little bubble.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And you know what? When they turn 18, holy cow, you watch out. Or the first time they go to a friend's house, boy, you just wait.
The good news is when they turn 18, they still will not have had any convictions on their record. so they won't be tried as juveniles or as adults. Yeah. So we'll see how that works out for you, buddy.
Steve-O also coming
up. You guys fight about everything.
We'll talk about how Ben Affleck's daughters love a certain movie, and it has nothing to do with Batman versus Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got a clip for you guys. Steve-O has
Ben
a clip. Excuse me, Steve-O.
Love him.
Let's see. What do we get going on this morning?
Interview Wars.
Okay. Oh, it's on.
And we have to talk about Interview Wars.
We do?
We have to talk about it.
Uh-oh.
We have a big to-do. We're going to wait and bring that up probably in the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay. Can't wait.
It's a big...
I mean, he's the judge.
A big deal happened on Friday left.
Judge Taylor. Yeah, I guess you guys were talking without me. I have no idea what's going on.
No, this is above me.
Something was brought to my attention.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this was like big to do. Like the big bosses came in and started talking, and I was like, what are you guys talking about?
And they came to me because I'm the judge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve-O couldn't even be in the room.
I wasn't even a part of the meeting. I was on the outside looking in.
All right. A little after seven, we'll talk about that.
We will.
But coming up here in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking to Ryan Quinn.
No way!
Yep.
From the boys!
And if you don't remember who Ryan Quinn is, well, here he is. This is his performance.
Leave your body at home.
Can't find my way home.
Somebody must change.
No, Scott.
But I'm near the end and I just thank God.
All four judges turned around for Ryan Quinn. He sounds great, right?
Yeah, he does.
Here's what the judges had to say.
25 years old, I'm from New York.
Would you mind telling us your story?
I work at a school in a music room for traumatized kids.
Wow.
When I was probably like 11, my music teacher, he kept telling me, you got a good voice, you can sing, and he brought it out of me slowly, and he was such an inspirational guy. So hearing that you do that is really special.
I've been around some of the greatest singers in the world, and man, you're one of those voices that needs to be heard worldwide. It sounds like you can do just about anything. What is it that you want to do?
I really love the greats like Sam Cooke, Stevie Wonder, and Jeff Buckley.
You were hitting notes so high, my eyeballs would have been hanging out of my head.
Whatever.
Who do you pick as your coach? I hope it's me.
Blake!
I pick first.
I pick Adam.
Yeah, Team Adam.
He works at House of the Good Shepherd.
No kidding.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, excited to talk to Ryan Quinn.
Yeah, man.
He'll be calling in here in just a little bit, which will put me at 9 points.
Man. You're going to be disappointed in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh.
What? Anyway, so what else is coming up?
Oh, no.
Great.
Oh.
I don't know what's happening here, so. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say right now.
I know. I don't either.
Are you flipping the script on us?
I have to wait until 7 o'clock.
You're flipping the script on us.
Great.
By the way, I have three singers from The Voice this week. Three of them.
All right.
Not only Ryan Quinn, but I have...
Dr. Quinn.
No, Nick Hagelin. He's on Team Pharrell, and I also have Shyla Fearing from Team Pharrell.
I gotta be honest, I've had to Google all three of these names.
They were the, actually, you know at the end they always play the best performance?
Uh-huh.
These are the three best performances from last week.
Huh. That's weird, because I don't recognize any of their names. Oh yeah, okay. Sure. Why not?
Don't be playing it down.
Oh. Huh. What was the third person's name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
Sandwich.
It because I just didn't know them at all.
This person's name was Sandwich.
Shyla Fearing.
Oh. Knew it started with an S, though.
It's S-H-L-Y-A-H.
Shayla?
Swim.
She's from Hudson, Florida. She's on Team Pharrell.
Samsonite. Mm-hmm. It's on the briefcase. Samsonite. Knew it started with an S.
You got to tell us what's going on with Interview Wars.
I can't right now. Seriously, 7 o'clock hour. I'm sorry. I know that sucks. I'm sorry. But it's going to be good. Every time life gives you a speed bump, you make it into a lemonade.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right.
It's a good way to approach things.
I'm down with that.
Look at this kid. Look at that picture of Johnny.
That kid.
Let him give you hope.
He needs to stop getting cute. He just needs to stop every day. He just gets cuter and cuter.
He's never
going to
stop. Look, he's loving this piece of paper.
Is that what you looked like when you were a kid?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
No. He got some of Don's blood.
Yeah.
So he instantly looks way better.
Let's see. What do we got coming up on the show this morning? We'll talk about the Albuquerque Zoo. Apparently, an ape escaped.
I heard about that.
Dude!
Yeah, they had to close it down.
Crazy!
Lockdown, baby. Mm-hmm.
That's a gibbon ape. A gibbon ape. Actual audio from the Albuquerque Zoo.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. I thought it would be awesome.
Also, some great stories coming up. Criminals. Man, there's some good criminals this morning.
Wait, what?
Good criminals.
Good criminals? Like Robin Hood style?
No.
Oh.
Good criminal stories. We got a cat burglar. We have a guy wheeling his dead mom into a bank. We have another story coming out of Canada.
Ooh.
Remember last week we had one story out of Canada with the girl that jumped on the ice to escape? There's another good one coming out of Canada.
Really?
Man, what's going on?
Whiskey Tango Canada is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like acts of heroism and feats of strength.
Yeah.
But they're criminals.
You never hear anything happening in Canada. Because it's just good people up there.
Like Justin Bieber and Celine Dion.
They say, hey guy, you'll never get away. And then they say, I'm a boot dude. And then they float away on the ice forever.
Oh, man.
That's good. It's spring, so four ways you can hurt yourself spring cleaning.
Good. Oh, man. This weekend... insanity at the Jeter house.
Really? Spring cleaning? Spring cleaning?
Our house looks amazing for 24 hours.
Dude, I did some
hours.
Spring cleaning too.
Woo! Yeah.
I did a feat that men ordinarily never do.
You binge watched Daredevil.
I cleaned the bathtub.
Oh!
What? And I cleaned it.
Good for you.
And it's awesome. And so now, like, the cats like to jump in there, and every time they do, I'm like, come on! I just cleaned it, Beans!
Yeah. Yep.
And he doesn't get it.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Steve-O, did you ever hear back from Owen?
Owen.
Did he ever email you back?
Yes, he did.
He did? So Owen, Owen Mackin from The Night Shift, totally bailed on Steve-O.
He did.
To be fair, he was filming until after 1 a.m., and he's from the UK, right? So, he's actually not from the UK. He's from Ireland, but he was doing some stuff for a buddy from the UK. So he was up really, really late. Time got away from him, and he... super apologized, but got some things in the works.
Interview Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, this week, Interview Wars is going to be nuts.
I got to keep a tight lid on. I'm just.
You are all talk, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
I was
Dallin.
Listening.
Dallin.
I was listening to the podcast over the weekend, uh-huh. and our first break, I wish I would have downloaded that clip, but you were bragging about how much you do and
yeah.
this interview coming up at 9, guys. You
yeah.
know, Owen's going to be great. And,
yeah.
and he didn't even call in. He bailed.
You know what it is? It's because I don't have producers and people doing everything for me. Okay. You know, I just got to grassroots.
No, you decided to go outside of the box.
It's just
and
journalism.
Not use real booking agents.
What real
and that's
journalists
what happens.
Have to do, yeah. you know, when they're like just guerrilla warfare, man, you know, like on the ground, like doing real journalism things.
Real
Why
journalism
would they crawl
things.
On the ground?
Yeah, real journalism.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like what you gotta do.
Know.
Man, low crawling it.
Mm-hmm.
Low
yeah.
crawl.
Yeah, man.
That's a new thing.
Yeah.
Get your low crawl, not your high crawl. Your low crawl.
Which, by the way, speaking of interviewers, I don't know if this is a part of what you want to talk about at Seven Tails, so I can wait if you want, but we had a photo posted on Friday of Team Steve-O versus Team Dex, hashtag, and I mean, I didn't count them all, but I mean, whoo! Maybe we
we're
going to
sort
these.
All this stuff
Which,
out.
By the way, shout out to Ricky, who hashtag Team Steve-O.
Yeah, Ricky's my best friend, and he goes for Team Steve-O. Thanks, Ricky.
Dex, do you feel like you're being, people are being mean to you?
Okay, here's the thing, though.
It's going to get worse.
You guys posted that on Star 88's Facebook page. You and... You've been here for how long?
Who cares?
10 years?
Whatever. You posted on the Buck and Dex Army
yeah,
in the very first one
exactly.
set.
I'm glad you
Team
brought that
Steve-O.
Up because if you go... Yeah, thanks.
So thanks. Yeah, go
if
ahead.
If you go
again.
Over... I shared this post, and if you go over and count how many I have, I'm beating you.
Uh-huh, sure. Very first one, Team Steve-O. I
Dex.
Took a snapshot because he posted it, and like within moments,
Dex,
yeah. Team Steve-O.
How would I post it on the Buck and Dex Army?
No, I get that, but that's why I
yeah,
shared it.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
That's why I shared it.
Do
that
you want me
smart.
To go back and share it on the Three Amigos Facebook page? Because I could
do
that too.
Do whatever you want.
Oh, wait, there isn't one because I'm not living in the past.
Okay. Oh, man.
It is not fair that you get to post it on the Star 88.
I didn't post anything.
You've been here for years, so
talk
of course
to,
you're
hey,
going
to
have more fans
talk to the
than
judge,
I do.
Man. Talk
of course
to the
you're
going to
have more fans.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
right.
yeah. Talk to the judge.
He's right. Both of you are actually right
mm-hmm.
now. Both of you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fighting against the goads,
mm-hmm.
as it says in the Bible. Both of you are.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
338-3700. That's our phone number. We'll get your calls this morning. See how your Monday mindset is.
I'll tell you how ours is. We hate each other.
No way.
No, we love
Nothing
each other.
But love, no matter what. If you
Truth.
If you hear us bickering and fighting, it's all in love.
Mm. A loving hate.
Exactly.
Like a hateful love.
Just love.
A deep, hateful love.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. So who's coming in today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friendship.
You totally forgot.
No, I didn't.
You totally forgot.
You guys remember your
I did
friendship.
Not forget because I prepared this morning
oh, okay.
some music for my friend. His name is Danny Vigil. And Danny Vigil, he used to be on 93.3 KOB FM's morning show.
Neato.
With Carlos and Kiki. And then he left there. And now he works... I don't know. I don't want to talk about where he works, but he's a good guy, and he loves radio, and he actually has his own podcast.
Oh, you don't talk about where he works. That's
I want to talk about
points.
His podcast then, because I would like to make my own podcast. We call it Teo Show.
Mm.
I love it. I love that idea. Teo Show with
Teo
Sidekick
Show.
Dex.
No,
well,
what?
Man, Sidekick is possible, but there'd have to be a contest.
Yeah.
A mighty contest.
Ooh.
With special guest Steve-O.
What? Why am I just... I just got relegated like...
Featuring Kate
guest.
McKinnon. Musical guest, Pharrell.
Guys, my interview hasn't called yet.
Interview Wars.
6:23, and here's supposed to call at 6:20.
Wait, who
Uh-oh.
Was calling?
Oh, he's
really?
Got the 10-minute thing
oh,
going.
No.
Start the timer,
oh,
friends.
Oh, no!
Dex.
You gotta be kidding me. I hope I didn't write down the wrong time.
What if he doesn't call?
Oh, no.
And then you get a point taken.
Because
if they bail, Dex, point taken. But as far
out.
As points go, a lot is up in the air right now.
What if I accidentally wrote down the wrong time? Does that count? What if I...
That's
what?
Bad prep, man. You got to think of it. You have to apply it to yourself how you would apply it to Steve-O. What would you say if this happened to Steve-O? You'd
it's
be
true.
Like, that's a point deducted because you didn't prepare.
But I did prepare.
I was just happy to talk to Ryan Quinn.
I know you prepared.
He's on Team Adam.
See here.
Bang, bang. Right, he's on Team Adam.
Okay, now it says 10:20 a.m. Eastern time, so...
That's 8:20, dear friend.
Yeah. Darn it, I wrote it down wrong! Oh! Oh!
We've been sitting here waiting for your interview. That if you take 10:20 Eastern time,
it's noticed that.
It's a 2 hour time difference.
Okay, but here's the thing, he hasn't bailed.
He hasn't bailed yet, no. You have 2 hours.
8:20. Darn it.
You better be glad that
I forgot to take the Eastern time off my prep thing here.
Yeah, take that Eastern off, friendo. Wait, does that mean that somebody's gonna call in at like 10 o'clock?
No.
Okay.
8:20. It's 10:20 Eastern time, so 8:20.
Yeah, all of the interviews you book through that are Eastern time.
Just stop.
Tell him.
Yeah, just... Sorry, I've been doing this a long time.
Oh, man, you guys. You two guys. You sneaky moms.
All right, we have to take a break.
Supersonic jetpack engaged.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah, it is.
Good morning, Starmy. Taylor's got your headlines.
Oh, yeah.
We'll check out some traffic. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
President Obama landing in Cuba.
While Donald Trump campaigned in Arizona, demonstrators pounced on his home turf, New York's Fifth Avenue.
Twitter celebrates its 10th anniversary.
At the box office, Zootopia, number one, earning another $38 million and passing the $200 million mark domestically.
Emergency workers are sifting through debris in and around an airport in southern Russia. People were killed when a Fly Dubai plane nosedived and exploded during landing.
Boxing champion Manny Pacquiao loses a rematch with a popular L.A. shopping complex.
The dust-up between the Grove and Pacquiao started when Manny was banned because of his comments on homosexuality.
Space capsule carrying two Russians and an American has docked with the International Space Station.
More snow for parts of southern New England and some mid-Atlantic states as a weekend storm bears down. Boston could see 10 inches of snow.
Good morning.
Did you say the Maine? The Maine.
The Maine.
I love that band.
Supposedly, the lineup of the Warped Tour leaked, and we're checking it out, going, oh, going to Warped Tour!
Good morning.
Hey.
March 21st.
Hi.
6:36.
High today of 71 degrees.
You want to check the roads, Tail?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Traffic! Let's see what's happening. Looks like lots of construction, but no accidents to report. So you guys be careful this morning. You're getting ready to go. You're getting excited about your new work week. What's going to happen? Are you finally going to ask that girl out? Not today. It's Monday. Don't do it. Anyway, be careful.
Although she says no, you can blame it on Monday.
Blame it on the rain.
Just saying. You know?
Just go in there with a good plan.
Yeah.
Maybe one of your favorite coworkers has a birthday this week. You should plan to get them something or throw them a little party, make them feel special.
I like that.
Wait, does one of our coworkers have a birthday this week?
I don't know, man. I don't care when.
I'm like, wait,
birthday.
What? Whose birthday am I missing?
In my eyes, if I've known you for longer than 5 years, you don't have birthdays anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for me. I mean, I've only known you for a couple. So.
No, man, it's been almost five.
Coming up at 8:20.
You sure about that?
From The Voice. Ryan Quinn. He's on Team Adam. He'll be on at 8:20 this morning. Interview Wars continues.
Interview Wars is going to get stepped up a lot today. You need to tune in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, man.
I've been freaking out.
I know. Don't freak out. It's nothing crazy.
Thrown the gauntlet on Steve-O and I when we kicked off the show this morning. He's saying that... some things are going to happen. He needs to talk to us about some things at 7 o'clock about Interview Wars.
And so us being dummies, I deemed to talk about it live to you on the air. That'll go over well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you could tell me now.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're throwing me off.
I'm sorry. But I know that the most people tune in the 7 o'clock hour And so it just makes sense to wait until then and do it then when the most people are listening, hopefully.
Okay.
He just wants the most people to hear us, like, deflate.
Well, I hate having to repeat myself is the issue.
That's
and so
true.
I don't want to have to do that. We're going to have to put up, like, a Facebook thing and all this stuff anyway.
Wow.
So might as well.
Guys, it's going legit.
Mm.
At least that's what it sounds like.
We also have a special guest, a friend of mine named Danny V. Hill will be here at 8 o'clock and hang out, do the show with us.
Word.
He loves radio.
Yeah?
He has a podcast, but it's been a while since he's...
It's been a while.
He's been on a radio show.
Okay.
Cool.
So he's going to come in and hang out with us, do the show with
we
us.
We need to clean up where he's going to sit. There's a bunch of junk over there.
Mm-hmm. Messy over there. All right, let's jump into some headlines.
Well, as we talked about earlier, the Albuquerque Zoo went on lockdown over the weekend because of an escape ape. I thought that would be dramatic music. Why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free? Set the monkey. Yes. Too much forbidden. Everybody's got something to hide.
That monkey. Monkeys are going crazy right now at the zoo.
Man, this is awesome. I didn't realize there were so many songs about monkeys. People really run out of ideas, and they just go to the monkey. So Albuquerque Zoo briefly went on lockdown after a Siamang, I guess, escaped.
Siamang?
Escaped from its enclosure Saturday morning, zoo officials say. Tika. Two-year-old ape slipped through a hole in the mesh of its enclosure and couldn't find a way back in. Though Tika didn't go far, the zoo was put on lockdown.
Yeah,
so
man.
Everybody there had to just stay put. It was heck like, yeah. Don't move.
Here's a 911 report.
I saw in my backyard, in my home, the monkey jumping the roof, the another house, and the tree and another house.
What color is it?
It was a look like brown, dark brown.
Yes. And you're saying a monkey?
Yes. It look like the 2 or 3 feet, more or less.
That lady lives in the zoo, by the way. She lives in the zoo. That's why she saw the monkey.
I was going to say, like, was that real?
Yeah. Apparently, this guy lives in the zoo, too, because he called 911.
Yeah, I was just sitting in my backyard, and a monkey just ran through it.
Where is this, sir?
I'm on drive in Tampa, but it's Tampa. Long gone. It was just running along the river.
He said Albuquerque.
Did someone lose a monkey at some point?
Not that I'm aware of, sir, but what was that address again?
River Grove Drive, yeah.
I'm just sitting in my backyard.
Did someone
monkey,
lose a monkey?
A monkey just ran through my backyard.
He sounds like he's from Albuquerque, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
So I guess
monkey.
The monkey couldn't get back into the enclosure because the mesh hole that it slipped out of was too small. So they locked everybody down. Everybody had to get in buildings for about an hour, and they cut a larger hole. And when they did that, the monkey just went right back in itself. So it wasn't like a super dangerous situation, but I guess this had happened before with the same kind of monkey, and that one had broken to a different enclosure with lemurs in it and had, like, killed one of the lemurs.
Oh,
so they were trying to get it back in there before it got into another animal's cage.
Man. You know, this reminds me of a movie.
Yep.
Oh, this is the Planet of the Apes, right?
Sacrilege,
no.
Friend.
No.
Sacrilege.
Many years ago, some scientists decided it'd be a good idea to make dinosaurs.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nope.
Hate. Hatred.
So, he made dinosaurs, and he also built a park to put those dinosaurs in.
Nice. Finding Neverland.
Nope.
What? That doesn't even have to do with animals.
The movie was called Jurassic War. Jurassic War was a fight between man and dinosaur, and it was epic.
God, when did you quit liking me?
What?
I was praying. My bad.
Write that down. Jurassic Wars.
In breaking news, the Bosque Fire has grown and jumped the river. I just read
that. Whoa, what?
Yeah, I guess this is going on. I didn't even realize there was a fire at the river. But yeah, totally. Fire burning in the Bosque near Socorro County has actually jumped the river. It's south of Belen near La Jolla. No structures are threatened at this time, but it's really getting to be a big deal. 20 people are working the fire, including an air tanker, and fire officials say the blaze is on both sides of the river. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Mm.
It's a dangerous thing out here, man, those fires. See, like, where I grew up, it rains all the time, yeah, so fires aren't
wet.
It's not that big a deal. Like, if a fire breaks out, you give it an hour and it'll get rained on.
Yeah.
So normally, you know, it's not really a big care. University of New Mexico fired the women's basketball coach?
Whoa. Really?
This is big news.
That's huge news. I had no idea.
How long has she been head coach? For a while, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the end of an era for the University of New Mexico women's basketball team. The university fired Yvonne Sanchez after 5 seasons as head coach. With a 77-81 record at UNM, athletics director Paul Kreb has seen enough. This is tough, painful, and an uncomfortable decision. It's been 5 years. We need to win games. This is really what it comes down to. It's simply not winning enough basketball games. I guess according to him, expectations were to win championships and make it to the NCAA tournament or the NIT. This year, the Lobos finished with a 17-15 record. I think we've fallen into mediocrity, and that's simply unacceptable. Last season, UNM finished second in the Mountain West, and Sanchez was named the Conference Coach of the Year. She said she was blindsided by the decision to let her go. You get Coach of the Year, get a contract extension, hey, we're all right, let's keep going, and then boom, you lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
Her contract extension was supposed to keep her at UNM through 2019. Her buyout is $150,000. She's been with the program for 16 seasons, including 5 as head coach and 11 as assistant. She went to El Dorado High School and is a New Mexican. While she's not sure what's next, she would like to give back to her home state, do some good for the community. I mean, that's what I love about this place. I could retire and do some good things for the state of New Mexico.
That's cool.
Man, blindsided.
She had a good run.
Yeah, she was great. Last year we were down there for a game, and she came up and gave me a hug, and she's a sweet lady. Hmm. I love her. Well, makes me sad.
Maybe we could get her on the show. Just do a little interview.
Yeah. Interview wars. Mine!
I'm just kidding. Whoever gets to her first.
So the biggest news that happened over the weekend was in Phoenix, there was a Trump rally, and all these people got out in the interstate and blocked the interstate.
This was nuts.
No way.
It was nuts. Protesters blocked a main highway leading into the Phoenix suburb where Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump staged a campaign rally Saturday alongside Arizona's contentious sheriff, Joe Arpaio. He's that dude. I don't know how to pronounce it, but he's that dude that's like, he's got a reputation already.
Yeah.
Tempers flared at the rally itself, but without the violence that marred Trump's event in Chicago a week earlier, and with none of the candidate's usual goading of protesters from the stage. For hours, about 2 dozen protesters parked their cars in the middle of the main road to the event, unfurling banners reading "Dump Trump" and "Must Stop Trump," and chanting "Trump is hate." Traffic was backed up for miles, with drivers honking in fury.
Man, there were fights breaking out.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I get the whole protest thing because that's one of our rights as an American. Protest. But to stop, to do that on a freeway and stop traffic like that is insane.
Mm-hmm. So this guy's the sheriff, dude. He's got a tough reputation. And Trump hopes that Arizona can serve as a model on how he could win in November. The tough-talking lawman is sheriff of Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix and nearly two-thirds of Arizona's population because they all live in Phoenix. He forced inmates to wear pink underwear and live outside in tents during triple-digit heat. The sheriff has endorsed Trump and introduced him at the rally.
Jeez.
Do you think parents did this? Do you think this is just a product of a culture that says, honey, you don't listen to what anybody tells you. You can do whatever you want. And now people are literally just like, you know what I want to do? This. Just, it doesn't make any sense, but my mom said I could do whatever. I don't get it.
I don't know if that's part of it or.
Or just crazy?
Well, because your mom lets you do pretty much anything you wanted to.
Yeah.
And you're not going out there and stopping traffic.
No.
So I don't know what it is.
Maybe with my looks.
Did you guys hear about the... Do you hear about the 32-year-old guy who got arrested on Saturday for beating up a protester at a Donald Trump rally in Arizona?
What?
Yeah. It says there's at least one good angle where you see the protester holding up an anti-Trump sign. Then the guy grabs the sign from him, punches him a couple times, knocks him to the ground, and keeps punching him. And then kicks him twice.
It doesn't help that Donald Trump himself is like, hey, man, I'll take care of your legal fees. Cool, man.
You know, and because there's so much going on out there with, you know, people getting beat up, you know, at Trump rallies, you know, we had somebody shut down a freeway. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Somebody decided to start a new video game.
You love the hard-hitting action of MMA video games.
Let's get it on!
And you love Trump rallies.
Span out! Show them the crowd, press.
Then you're gonna love Trump Punch. It's easy to play. Listen to someone's opinion. Don't like it?
I was protesting Trump's fascism.
Give him a Trump Punch! Yeah, one quick sucker punch will shut him up for good. It could be a protester or ABC News George Snuffleupagus.
Not the person who actually punched and kicked the
Trump Punch! And the Donald loves it when you knock their lights out.
Turn off the lights!
Trump Punch! New from Moronic Games.
I'm totally getting that. I can't wait.
We're going to get something for that. The other big news from the weekend, the most wanted man in Europe was finally captured.
Yes!
Salah Abdeslam, I guess, allegedly played a role in the Paris attacks, and he's been on the run ever since that happened. He was a suspect in the Paris terror attacks and Europe's most wanted man. He was captured alive Friday during a raid in Brussels. Belgian counterterrorism sources tell CNN and the Associated Press, the 26-year-old was believed to be hiding out in a Brussels apartment since the November 13th attacks, and a raid on that apartment earlier this week turned up his fingerprints and DNA. But two people escaped that raid, apparently including him. One person, an Algerian also believed to have been involved in the Paris attacks via calls from Belgium, was killed in that raid. Friday's raid reportedly involved a shootout that ended with this guy being brought into custody. Wow. Big news.
That is big news.
Yeah, and apparently he was planning, like, new attacks.
Gosh, dude.
So they finally got him.
Good.
It's a good thing. Hulk Hogan was awarded $115 million in compensatory damages from Gawker.com for posting a sex tape. This week, the jury will decide on punitive damages, and TMZ says it could be up to three times as much.
$115 million.
Yeah. It's a big deal because it affects freedom of the press in a lot of ways. And it really depends on which side of the coin you fall on. Because there's the one thing for privacy, but then there's also, you know, in the Constitution, the freedom of the press, where it's like, if they set this precedent with this case, what does that mean? Does that mean the press can't go in and, like, if they find some, you know, terrible story about a high-profile individual, that person can shut them down and be like, you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's a big issue at stake.
It's such a hard, I don't know. I mean, we're quote-unquote journalists, right? We're like...
I'm not. I don't claim to be a journalist.
We're quote-unquote, you know, whatever.
Morning show co-hosts.
And, but with that comes responsibility. Totally. We still are... technically considered journalists because we can't make stuff up. We can't lie about it. We have to corroborate our story first. We have to find the facts before we go to air with the story, because if not, we look like idiots and we have to retract said story, right? Especially if we are giving news. Ugh. It's tough. Because at what point does it become just slanderous? Like, because I look at places like TMZ and just trashy news outlets that the entire purpose is to get the worst out there because that sells, and you're destroying lives with these terrible stories.
Ugh. Well, there's the situation around this.
Yeah.
Is really icky.
It is.
You're convicting me right strange. Now. Stop it.
I'm not, dude, I'm just saying. It's one thing when we're reporting on something that's like fully out there, and you know what I mean? But it is hard because there are, I think the media can in turn help a culture forget that every single person is a human being. Mm. We forget that because whether it's a celebrity interview, we're just stoked because it's like, oh my gosh, this guy, oh, this and that and the other. And it's like, yeah, but they're still like a person. That's why I love the way that we conduct interviews, because we just kind of want to hang out and get to know this human, you know. Mm-hmm. The Dominic Monaghan interview, still, I go back to, it's my favorite, because we just want, you know, getting to know this guy who's got a passion for the earth. Awesome, you know. But when the purpose for your news outlet is to destroy someone's life, essentially, but it doesn't matter because it's going to sell, that's like just, ugh.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It's trashy.
Mm-hmm. Worst
and
worst.
And Gawker.com, this isn't the only, like, fire that they've come under for posting stuff like this. I guess the dude that used to own it was just really, like, I don't know. He was not a good dude. He totally, like, made fun of child pornography, and while he was on the stand and stuff, he, like, made a joke about it. And so there's two different types of journalist, I guess, because what you don't want is a precedent to get set to where, I mean, what if you have some crappy politician doing all this corrupt stuff, but then because of this Hulk Hogan case, and because of this sex tape thing, that politician can say, you can't release that information.
Right.
See, because of privacy.
Maybe they need, I mean, they got to enact some kind of, if there is illegal activity or shady activity going on.
Well, that's what this was.
Yeah.
Got $115 million.
Because he needed it.
No, actually, he did.
He did.
Was really?
Yeah, dude. He was super broke. Oh, you haven't seen him in the commercials for, like, the, it's like a bail bond something?
Oh, no.
Yeah, when he got divorced from his wife, she took almost everything, and they didn't have much left.
And then it came out that he had made super racist comments on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And so it was like, his you're done with wrestling.
Yeah, they scrubbed him from the WWE website.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame, everything.
So he was not in a good situation. But it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, right? Because I don't want to be like, well, good, I'm glad it worked out for him. Yeah. Wait.
Big show this morning, everybody. Big show.
Well, it's a big show.
If you're a fan of The Voice, we have Ryan Quinn. He's on Team Adam. He'll be joining us this morning at 8:20.
Can I ask him what it was like growing up with a mom who was a medicine woman? I'm just going to...
Yeah.
What happens
when
if I try
to derail
the... When
are we going
to
talk to Jane Seymour?
Yeah.
I don't think we got it.
Yeah. It's okay. Can't win them all.
Can't win them all. And then Tao in the 7 o'clock hour, he has some news to share with
big
us about
big news
interview
on
wars.
Interview Wars. We're going to post on Facebook. Okay. Coming up, big news on Interview Wars.
Hang out with us. It's the Morning Invasion.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
So what?
.706
High today of 79 degrees.
79?
Yeah.
Whoa. Awesome.
79 today, guys.
Spring is here.
Spring is sprung, man.
Coming up at 8:20, Ryan Quinn. He's on The Voice. I think this guy's going to win it.
Really?
This guy's really good. And he's on Adam's team, which Adam, I think Adam has won the most times on The Voice.
I thought it was Blake Shelton, but I'm completely not, like,
I might have just made all that up.
Did you make that up?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Quit making stuff up.
I don't really know.
Journalism.
This is Ryan Quinn.
Leave your body at home. Somebody must change.
So funny. I watched this show.
You don't remember him?
And the three people you booked, I looked up and I'm like, I don't remember.
These were like the main guys. They played them at the end of the episode.
Yeah, of our episode. You know how many episodes there are? It's like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week on The Voice. You're like, oh my gosh.
Quit knocking down my interview, bro.
I'm not knocking it down. I'm just saying there's too many people.
Well, they picked Ryan Quinn to move on. And this was his first performance in the Versus battle against Katie Baston.
Baby, I'm afraid of the way I love you.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you
It's amazing that he can change his voice like that.
He's doing the verses battle with Katie Bastin.
That's voice in modulation. It's incredible.
And he beat Katie.
That's not...
You know what? Baby, I'm alone. Give me the details, Tao. I need the details right now. Give me the details on Interview Wars. Tao kicks off the show and tells us, guys, something big's happening.
We're both a little nervous.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. Do it now.
You said 7:35.
Interview Wars.
You just teased and said 7:35.
I said that off the air, dork.
Oh, really?
Gosh. I didn't say that.
Ow.
Tell you what.
You just actually hit
me. Before I say anything, I want to look at traffic. Let's go to the traffic. Go to the traffic tape!
Not unless you tell me right now.
Oh, my gosh!
Okay. No. Go to traffic.
Okay. Go.
Traffic!
There's no accidents to report.
Banana.
Dang it. I was really hoping there'd be like some major thing to talk about for 20 minutes.
Oh, man. This is incredible.
Traffic.
There's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Darn it. I thought you were going to do traffic, so I ate a bite of banana.
For those who don't know, we've been doing something called Interview Wars. It kicked off back when
Interview Wars.
Booked a phenomenal interview. In fact, people just last week posted and said, I think Steve-O should win based upon the Jermaine Dupri interview alone.
What?
Yeah, that was actually a post we got. Look at this. I think Steve-O wins Interview Wars solely on the Jermaine Dupri acquisition. Boom! Okay. Just saying. But
obviously,
that kicked off Interview Wars because you were mocking me.
Yeah,
probably
because
like
you booked an
listener.
Interview that I would have never have booked, and our listeners, they didn't want to hear it.
That's weird, because it turned out to be hilarious.
Yeah,
and fun.
Because of the way we set it up.
Yeah.
The way we set it up. If it was just like, oh, we picked Jermaine Dupri to be on the show and then acted excited about it, everybody listening would have been like, that is dumb.
So all of a sudden Dex was like, I book all the interviews. And I'm like, you don't book all the interviews. I'm going to start booking interviews. Boom. Thus, Interview Wars.
Yeah, what happened last week? What's Interview Wars?
Last week, unfortunately, I fell ill.
And
missed out on three incredible interviews.
Yeah, what happened on Friday though? There's like you had an interview that was supposed to call in. I think
I was getting there,
Owen.
But I was chronicling.
Oh, okay.
See, I was going.
He's giving. Okay, give. What is happening is they're giving a brief history of Interview Wars, because what I guess really happened is Friday I got approached by our boss, our operations manager.
Uh-oh.
And he was just like, hey. We got to talk about Interview Wars.
Are you going to talk about it right now?
Are they going to kill Interview Wars? Are we not allowed to do it anymore?
No, I was going to wait. I was going to wait until...
Oh!
When is the best time?
It's because it's so divisive, huh? Because, like, we're so, like... We're, like, at odds constantly.
I'm just sad about you guys not hugging each other
anymore. Oh, no.
When is the best time? Honestly, both of you have worked in radio way longer than me. When's the best time to talk about it? When the most people will be listening?
Now.
No. Are you kidding me?
Obviously, right now is the best time.
No, 7:45 is the best time.
7:45? Are you crazy?
Think about it. No, think about this, Tao.
Think about Thursday.
People usually start work at what time?
8 o'clock.
8 a.m. Mm-hmm.
But
how long does it take the average listener to drive to work?
About 10, 15 minutes.
No, you would think that, but most people are responsible, and you got to think about
they get in an hour
moms,
early?
The dads who are taking their kids to school before they go to work.
Here, you know what?
So the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour,
let's open
going,
up the
hey.
Phones. Call in and tell us when the best time is for me to tell this information. The first caller...
Taylor, you can't do that because everybody's going to say right now because
no,
people are listening
not
right
now. Not necessarily. Maybe they call in and they're like, hey, I'm about to take a shower
just
and get dressed and ready for work, so if you could do this in
you
20
got it.
Minutes.
I've been in radio longer than Dex. Let me tell you,
okay,
man.
That's a
so
lie.
So here's
okay.
the deal.
Okay.
All right?
That's a
okay.
Lie. The shots
so
are fired.
8 o'clock is when people need to get to work. 7:45, you would think, but that's because you're not thinking about the fact that they have families, and so they're getting kids to school, getting everybody ready beforehand, so...
You're getting dumped. Dumped them twice.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you won't let me say the phone number.
No, you're not allowed to.
Why can't you say it?
That's my job.
So don't say it!
338-3700.
That was great.
505-338-3700.
I have like old lady smoker's voice. That's weird. You gave the phone number and the phone lines blew up. That's weird. How that...
No, that's not... That's we have weird. A 40-second delay.
Look at that. Look at that.
Let's see.
Good morning.
Do it right now. I've only got 2 minutes until I get... my work.
See? That ain't gonna happen.
See?
You're probably not gonna hear it. Let's go to line two.
Good morning.
So I say 7:30.
7:30. I would say between 7:30 and 8 o'clock is the best time.
Because that's when people are out on the road. Especially if they're on Paseo, they get stuck in that nasty traffic jam.
Are you on the road right now?
I am. I actually turned my radio on like at 6:45 in my car when it was warming up so I could hear you when I got in.
You sweetheart.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Just saying. So far, everybody that's called in has been on the road.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't say, what's the best time to call in?
Just said 7:30.
He did just say that. Good morning. Hello? Turn that radio down.
Hi.
Hi. Lady.
I'm on my way home from work, so now would be awesome.
See?
Wow, you work late early.
Maybe we do it now and at 7:45.
What?
That's good.
Right, I just don't think you're going to hear it. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning.
Hello. Fail! Quit calling us.
Okay.
That guy.
So you're not going to share right now?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait because that last caller ruined it. So if you're out there and you're that guy, quit.
Never draw attention to the callers.
I just did. Well.
He I should probably it. Dump this whole thing. Right
he
now.
Ruined it for Stop everybody.
It. Let's move on to a story out of Canada.
Oh, yes.
Now, Steve-O wasn't here, but last week we had a story. Tao and I did a story about a thief in Canada who tried to get away from a Mountie by floating down a river on a sheet of ice.
Yep.
She was running from a Mountie. She looked at this river and saw a sheet of ice just floating. She jumped on it. And then while she was on it, she tried to burn the evidence. She started a fire on the ice to try to burn the evidence. And then the Mountie ended up, because she floated too close to shore, and the Mountie grabbed her, and she got arrested.
You know, she was like floating. She's like, you're not going to get me. And he was like, I'm going to get you. I'm just going to keep following this river.
You know, when we read that, we're like, that's the perfect crime. That's it. Well, no.
Oh, no.
It got better?
It got better.
Perfect.
31-year-old Daniel got on a bus in Toronto on Friday. He pulled a knife and hijacked it.
Oh, my gosh.
He forced the driver to drive where he told her, and he even made her run red lights to get there faster.
Okay.
So where is he going? Where does Daniel want to go?
Toys R Us?
The only place that any Canadian ever wants to go. Tim Hortons.
No way!
Yep, Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is like this restaurant in Canada, and they are all about it.
All about it.
And it's in America, too. I've been to one. It's kind of like a IHOP or a Waffle House.
Wow.
He had the driver stop and wait while he went into the Tim Hortons. She called the cops, and they busted in and found him sitting at a table drinking coffee. He was arrested and charged with assault with a weapon, mischief endangering life, forcible confinement, uttering threats, and taking a motor vehicle without consent.
Uttering threats. I'm going to get you.
Hey, will you wait here? I'm going to go inside. When I come back, you better be here.
You better be here. I got to get my cup of coffee if this is going to do right.
Canada.
Wow.
It just feels a little bit classier is the problem.
It really does.
Or is it adventurous? I don't know what it is. It's like they've got this weird, like, debonair approach to their crimes. It's like, yeah, I've done this terrible thing, but I got to have my coffee, man.
Wait, so Tim Hortons is like IHOP?
Sort of.
Like, why wouldn't they just have IHOP? Because it's supposed to be international.
Mm-mm.
Is it not really international?
Probably not.
Those liars.
Mm-hmm. Tim Hortons.
Huh.
It's like a Canadian staple.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's the international house of pancakes, you would think they would be in other nations.
Canada's not international.
Oh, man. I've been lied to this whole time.
Canada's beautiful this time of year.
Really?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Never been.
It's beautiful.
I want to go to Toronto.
Beautiful up there.
Is it really?
Beautiful.
I want to go.
Good morning.
Hey, bro.
That
was a great story about that coffee story, bro.
Okay, bro.
Thanks, man.
I think you guys should do a bit called Memoirs of a Java Junkie.
Ooh. I kind of like that.
It's pretty good.
Memoirs of a Java Junkie.
Are you guys also on edge just waiting for him to say something?
No.
Am I the only one?
I think he's okay. I think this guy's okay.
Oh, okay.
You guys have a fantastic day. Be careless.
You too, buddy. Be careless.
I've never heard anybody say that. Be careless.
My grandmother used to say that. She said, y'all be careless, man.
I've never heard that.
Be careless.
Huh.
Steve-O, what are you doing over there?
I was just waiting, man.
Uh-huh. For what?
Yeah. I was waiting. I don't know.
Uh-huh. 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 Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Just tell us now, please. Interview Wars, let's do this.
So for those just joining us, Interview Wars started a few weeks back. And I booked an interview that Dex wasn't fond of, which is funny because I've never said anything negative about his interviews.
Ever.
And so it thus began the Interview Wars to see who could book the better guests, have the better interviews. We didn't really nail down what we're fighting for.
Pride.
What are we fighting over?
To win.
The ability to say I won.
To be a winner.
Yeah, but I mean, for what? Because so far, all of the interviews that you have booked and I have booked have only bettered the show.
Well, listen.
Wait.
You're fighting for the right to acknowledge that when we play that Never Surrender song, it's about you.
Oh.
That kind of feeling.
Yeah. And at this point, I am the underdog. I am behind greatly.
Right, wait a second here.
Yeah.
Why are you the underdog?
Because I began the underdog.
I thought you were in radio longer than me.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah.
Wait, what station are we on? We're on Star 88. How long have you worked here at Star 88?
Star 88? Since 03.
Since 03, okay.
That's a long time, man.
Yeah. Underdog?
Yeah.
You've worked here longer than me. You've been in radio longer than me, is what you said.
They call me the underdog.
How am I on top? Why were you the underdog?
Because you're the big bad monster. You're the guy in the movies. You know how there's like the corporate suit guy who is in like the big industry, like money guy who has the big house and the great family and all
that.
Have you seen my house? Just is more put together and has been.
I live in a 1,200 square foot house.
Dang, dude.
Wait. Really?
It's pretty rocking.
No, you don't. You're such a liar.
How do you know? Have you been to my new house?
Guys, I'm still getting over this sickness, and every time I laugh, I sound like an old lady that smoked for 70 years. This isn't working.
Here's what I do know. Steve-O has gone outside of the box when it comes to Interview Wars. Mm. He's decided, you know what? I'm going to go away from the booking agents, which you should never do.
What?
Radio 101 says you should never go outside
of the
booking.
No, I feel like a real journalist. Like, I'm actually having to, like, find publicists.
How many of you booked since you went outside of the booking agents? How many of you booked?
I don't even know.
Zero.
You're a liar.
Mm. Owen didn't call in on Friday.
That's true.
He bailed.
But we did play golf yesterday.
You had another person from Better Call Saul. Who was the girl from Better Call Saul?
Rhea.
Oh, yeah. She bailed.
She hasn't bailed.
You said, oh, I got her booked for next week.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Dale, have I said that once on the air?
Yes.
No.
You said she was booked.
Yep, you did.
No.
I'll go back and look at the text.
Maybe you said that off the air to us.
Yeah.
Maybe you said it was
I have it
happen.
In the text. Okay. I have it.
Wait, in a text? That's weird because that doesn't happen on the air.
Well, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing.
We got 10 minutes.
Here's another thing. I was told that we were going to get Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Ooh.
I never said that I had booked it, though.
This is the same situation.
Okay, fine.
That's weird, yeah.
Okay.
I said I was working on it. I'm also working on somebody from Of Kings and Prophets, but that's not.
Quit saying you're working on this. I'm working on getting Tom Cruise
and
Brad Pitt.
Nah, you're not working on it. I've actually like called publicists and figured things out. And dude, you know whose publicist I found yesterday? Actually, never mind. I should save that.
You know what I'm working on?
It rhymes with John Bernthal.
You are such a big talker. Ooh. You sit there and talk and talk and talk. Ooh. That's all you are. Just talk. You don't.
Just saying.
You
just
don't
said
ever
he could
book
try
anything.
To get the Punisher. Man, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because we've been handed down instruction from on high that greatly affects Interview Wars. Greatly. And so, coming up, we're going to talk about what happened.
Interview Wars.
It's happening.
Interview Wars.
Coming up at 8, good friend of mine, Danny V. Hill, will be joining us.
also doesn't count for Interview Wars.
Well, yeah, I never said it did.
That's weird, because Lindsay counted.
No, she didn't.
Hmm.
Who's Lindsay?
Oh, wait, yes, she did, because I didn't know her.
Hmm.
I was not friends with her.
Hmm.
Who is Lindsay?
Remember Lindsay from Double J?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know her.
Hmm. I didn't realize she counted.
Yeah,
I thought
counted.
That was before.
Maybe.
No, that was a point.
That was before.
No, it wasn't. That was a point.
That's not one of my points.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh,
look what he's doing over here.
Why are you guys arguing?
He's trying to cheat right now. He's trying to get a point taken away
from
me.
I don't think that was one of his points.
Yeah,
was
it was. And that was your argument on air. I didn't know her beforehand.
Point at
local
me again.
Local celebrity.
See what
right there. Oh, right
we're going to have to pull it up.
I'm going to hit you back. You stop
see
hitting
this?
Me.
Guys, stop
I'll rub
hitting
it all over
you.
Face.
Stop it.
If you're listening out there, somebody help me. I'm just a lowly
I'm
judge.
Hashtag Team Stevo.
Hashtag Team Dex.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Shout out to the 54 people.
It's just.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Hashtag Team Dex.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's going to get caught in both
oh,
of them.
Oh, man.
That's good. That's good.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Okay. Coming up.
Great changes to Interview Wars.
Oh, man, changes. Changes.
Also, Bruce Springsteen did something really cool for a 9-year-old fan.
Well, he is the boss.
I was...
mm-hmm. He is. And a cat burglar.
Mm.
You're thinking an actual burglar?
Maybe.
Human being?
Possibly.
Well, maybe it's not that.
Well, I live with beans.
Also, it's an actual cat.
I have proof that sports is rigged.
Oh.
Oh, you're jumping on the tail wagon on
I am.
Nobody's ever said
after
that
yesterday,
on this show.
After yesterday, I'm bending.
All sports?
Towards Teo. We'll talk about it coming up, guys. Something happened yesterday.
March Madness stuff?
That just made me believe, you know what? Maybe Teo is on to something.
Of course. Come on, guys.
Alrighty. By the way, I'm 100% perfect on my bracket.
No, you're
are
not.
You...
it's impossible.
Hey, well, let's talk about the... Is Dave Myers really...
No, he's lying.
No.
He's gotta be.
He's a
There's
liar,
no way.
Dave Myers.
Liar
Fireman
Myers.
Dave.
Liar Myers.
That's all it. Right.
We gotta take a break. We'll talk Interview Wars. Teo has some news to...
I do.
Tell
Big
us.
News.
Breaking news!
We need you guys to listen.
Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama landing in Cuba.
While Donald Trump campaigned in Arizona, demonstrators pounced on his home turf, New York's Fifth Avenue.
Twitter celebrates its 10th anniversary.
At the box office, Zootopia, number one, earning another $38 million and passing the $200 million mark domestically.
Emergency workers are sifting through debris in and around an airport in southern Russia. People were killed when a Fly Dubai plane nosedived and exploded during landing.
Boxing champion Manny Pacquiao loses a rematch with a popular L.A. shopping complex.
The dust-up between The Grove and Pacquiao started when Manny was banned because of his comments on homosexuality.
Space capsule carrying two Russians and an American has docked with the International Space Station.
More snow for parts of southern New England and some mid-Atlantic states as a weekend storm bears down. Boston could see 10 inches of snow.
Hello, everyone. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. It is 7:36.
High today of 79 degrees.
Thank you guys so much for listening, tuning in.
Yeah.
Go like us on Facebook, Star88FM.
Mm.
Also, hit that podcast. If you have an Android, hit up Google Play. Or you can go to Star88.fm and go to our Morning Invasion page. I think you can subscribe there or listen to the podcast right there on our website. Of course, iTunes for all you Apple people.
All you apples.
Yeah, is traffic worth checking out?
Let's check it out.
Traffic!
I refreshed the page just in case. No accidents to report right now, though, so that's good. You guys be careful. There's a lot of road construction going on. Watch out for that. Natural, look at
traffic!
So everybody, of course, wants to know about Interview Wars. I want to know about Interview Wars as well. I do. I really do. I want to know what the news is that Teo has to share. Because Teo kicks off the show with, guys, I need to talk to you about something that we discussed on Friday after the show with our boss. You talked to the boss about this?
Yeah. Our ops manager.
Are we going to do this now or are we going to wait a couple minutes?
It's whatever you want. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know if I am.
Are both of you ready?
I'm not. I'm still tallying up all of the hashtags.
Well, that'll come into play more so.
I feel like you should wait till after the show to do this.
Like, maybe I should wait until the news after the show off the air, somebody knows about it. Maybe we'll do that. We can just do that.
Okay.
No! Okay, here we go. So, I got approached by one of our bosses Friday, and they were going back and listening to all the interviews.
We've had some epic interviews.
We've had some great. You had Dominic Moynihan, Miles Teller, which was it's what it was. We've had
Brandon Lang.
I'm good to go, by the way.
Brandon Lang.
You know, professional gambler.
Okay.
Who else did we have? Al Unser Jr. was on.
Al Unser Jr.
We had Holly Robinson Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Mackin. Oh, wait. No, that never happened. From the night shift. He canceled. Oh, yeah. T.D. Jakes had that. Dominic Monaghan.
Okay. So here's the deal. A few of the interviews, all of us were not present. It's because of outstanding circumstances, sickness, health. What have you, all these different things. So it kind of came down. It was like, look, if this is going to be a fair fight, you need to all be present, and I can't help with the interview.
Wait, what?
So the thing is, Dominic Moynihan, T.D. Jakes, and the third, and Al Unser Jr., I helped. And so they said it was an unfair advantage.
What?
Because Steve-O wasn't here.
Okay.
Wow. Really? Tell me more.
Well, they just said that the thing was Dex might, like, in our boss's opinion.
Wait, did you get me sick? Did you get me sick to oust me?
Me? Did I get you sick?
Oh. No. Here's the thing. You're both missing it.
What are you talking about?
This was my fault. The thing was, this is Dex and Steve-O's thing, and you're supposed to be a judge, but you've got a hand in it.
Ah, because you had to ask the questions.
Yeah. But the point still counted. Mm. And so they said, from that point of view, that it shouldn't have counted.
So they're saying now, from here on out, during Interview Wars, you can't be a part of the interview?
So I was like, dude, that Dominic Moynihan interview was awesome.
It was awesome.
Like, whoever did it, it doesn't matter. It was a good interview. He was a big-time star.
Yeah. I agree.
And so, but it was just, so we came to a compromise. And so starting today and ending Friday, we're getting rid of all of the points.
What did you just say?
The whole point thing is gone.
Oh, no. What?
Starting today and ending Friday, Interview Wars. Play the Interview Wars thing.
Interview.
Did you hear that? He just told you to do something and did it. Will you stop dumping me?
What are you talking about?
So anyway,
Teo,
this is how it's going to break down, people. We've got interviews lined up. Starting today, we've got a guy on The Voice calling in.
8:20.
So starting today and ending this Friday.
Oh, man.
This Friday is the official, the for real, the Interview Wars.
This is ridiculous.
I can't help it. This
so
was
are
like,
you able to be a part of the interviews?
I can ask questions, but anything that if I ask the best question in the interview, it cancels out and nobody gets a point.
Yeah, Steve-O. You can't sit there and brag if it's my interview. You can't sit there and brag about, oh, Taylor should get a point because he asked the best question.
He does ask some really good questions.
Of course he does. I think he's great. Out of the three of us, I love Teo the most.
Oh, does that mean no looking into the past? Wait.
Some people think I'm a redneck. That's fine.
There are a few people that actually agreed with your sentiment, my friend. I just tallied up some points on Facebook, Instagram, the Buck and Dex Army page. I didn't even go to my personal Instagram or to my personal Facebook because I didn't need the points. But just between Star 88's Facebook page, Instagram, and the Buck and Dex Army, the votes are in for hashtag Team Steve-O or hashtag Team Dex.
What is it?
coming in last place was a two-way tie with 1 point each. One was for socks and sandals, and hashtag Team Beenix.
What?
Yeah, they both got a point. Second to last place with 2 votes. Hashtag Gene the Astronaut.
Oh, that was a great interview.
There were a few write-ins.
It's a great interview.
Teo actually had a handful. Hashtag Team Teo because they don't want to see us fight. He had a few votes, man.
Yeah,
he had
did.
A few votes.
Yeah.
Dex, between the Buck and Dex Army page, our Instagram page, and our Facebook page. So you had an upper hand, I would say.
Not really.
You had an extra fan page that you put it on.
Okay. No, I didn't.
You had 28 votes, man. It's pretty good. Pretty good, man.
I'm going to be counting these during the break.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's
why are you counting these?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go back and check all 12 comments on the Buck and Dex Army page.
How many did you have?
41.
Oh. Interview Wars.
41. Thanks, guys.
Here's the other thing.
Hashtag.
We posted that picture Friday and had a huge response.
Yep.
And our bosses said, that's going to count. So we, like, you have to, I'm putting up a post today, and you have to, the listener has to participate. The listener has to go to the post and put hashtag Team Steve-O or hashtag Team Dex, and it counts. But it doesn't start until today, so I realize everybody did it Friday on that picture, but, like, our boss was like, I've prepared some pictures of you.
Oh, great.
Or for you. And so, what do you know, they all like, have to do with Batman, Superman, and Civil War, and all that stuff. All
right.
Steve-O, you better enjoy this moment, because you're about ready to get crushed, my friend.
Yeah? All right.
You're going to get crushed.
So hey, can we at least tap gloves? You know, like at the beginning of the fight? Come on, don't be Ronda Rousey. Tap my gloves.
No, I don't want to.
Tap my gloves.
I don't want to
tap I'm trying
your gloves.
To be a gentleman in this sport.
Nope.
So right, look, before I punch you in the face. Come on, tap my gloves.
Knock it off.
I'm going to throw, out the... Trump punch. I'm going to throw out the standards here. So starting today, For Real Interview Wars begins. It ends Friday. It is over on Friday. It's done.
Friday.
So if you're out there, you're Victoria, and you're sick of hearing these guys fight, it ends on Friday.
Ends on Friday. It's over.
In the midst of this, you have to go to our Facebook. We're going to post a picture every day, and you have to say if you're Team Dex or if you're Team Steve-O. At the end of the week, we're going to tally all of that. So you do have a hand in this, listeners. You totally have a hand. If you skip out on this, it's just like not voting, and it's going to come down to somebody, one of our bosses, making a decision, which isn't, as you can tell right now, isn't making anybody happy. So we're going to do that. Also, the interviews count. Dex has 3 lined up already this week. How many
sure
do you have, Steve-O?
Including the ones I have today, 0.
Oh, gosh.
Interview Wars.
Why'd you go cross-eyed when you looked at me?
Quit going cross-eyed.
Because I just...
So this is a big
deal.
You're
going to get crushed.
Starting in just a few minutes, because I'm going to post that picture. I'm going to post the picture.
But not underdog. Do a hashtag Team Steve-O.
Well, right now, Dex is the underdog.
Why is he the underdog?
Because I'm losing.
You're not losing? I mean,
right now, the only metric we have is what we put up on Friday. So we're getting rid of that. I'm about to post a picture. It's Batman Superman themed. And you're going to say, if you're Team Steve-O or if you're Team Dex, the first interview happens at 8:20 today. It's Dex's interview.
Okay.
Can I just say, though, this is what I want to say.
Oh, no.
Did you say I'm allowed to post on my Facebook pages?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the reason why you have more Team Steve-O's is because it's on the Star 88 Facebook page.
Well, weird, because it's also on the Buck and Dex Army page. Go ahead. I didn't even count from my page. Do you want me to go count from mine as well? Because I didn't even count that. I said, I'll let him have the Buck and Dex Army page. I'll just do votes from our, you know, actual page. You know, don't dumb me!
What are you talking about?
Don't dumb me! Now I know why we keep getting comments from people that say we keep going.
A few more rules. Here we go. A few more rules. Dex does keep dumping Steve-O.
What are you talking about?
Hey.
And it sounds weird because people keep texting and going, why do you guys all of a sudden sound like robots? Oh, because the dump's trying to...
Voice. Here's the thing. The interviews themselves, if you book the interview, you go into it with a lead. The other person steals the interview by asking an awesome question, person can take the point. If the interviewee, the person we're interviewing, bails, the point is gone.
Okay. How about at the end of every interview, we ask them who they thought the best interview
was? No, because that's confusing. That's stupid. We want to sound at least professional.
Hey, so right. Who'd you think was better, Mom?
So, hey, quick question.
We're not doing that.
Fine.
It'll be up to me and the listeners. And you guys can totally, like, after the interview, you can throw it out there. Team Dex, because. Team Steve-O, because. But we're making this a big thing.
All right.
And the winner is announced on Friday.
Friday!
We need your participation.
Good Friday!
We need...
It's a good Friday.
Yeah, so we need your participation, and you have to listen. Everybody has to listen. These interviews have to go great.
Loser donates blood on Friday.
Well,
on the air.
Speaking... I was going to do that anyways.
Okay, yeah, I was doing it anyways, too.
No, you weren't.
I'm glad we're both good humans.
You said you were scared of needles off the air. Ryan Quinn is coming up at 8:20 this morning. He's on a little show called...
This is a boy!
Yeah! Ryan Quinn, everybody. He's my pick to win The Voice this season.
That's
on
Team
Adam.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be talking to him at 8:20.
He's not your pick to win.
That's my interview I booked.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, Steve-O, will you go out there and let Danny Vigil in? I think he's at the front.
At the front?
Well, you should be able to
get
in.
I mean, I can. Yeah.
Just you do that, buddy?
The front door is open.
Let's just put this...
Why are you trying to get
me out of the room?
I'm not at all. Huh. I would go, but I have to be right here.
Oh, okay.
I can't leave this spot. FCC rules say I can't leave the driver's seat.
That's
What's
weird
the name
because
of the guy with
I'm
the
pretty sure I'm chief operator, so you can if you want.
I can't. I really can't.
Everybody, this is my day today. This is my daily
Section
life.
302 in the FCC guideline book says the captain or the runner of the board.
It's called chief operator. That's me.
Cannot leave.
I'm pretty sure I signed in at 5 a.m. when
I think you guys, you literally can fight about everything. It's crazy.
You know what? I'll go get him. Fine.
No, don't.
No, you don't have to go. That's okay.
He really did. He left.
Oh, man. Finally back to my mic. Oh, look at this microphone.
Don't get that mic sick, too.
Really excited, guys. Obviously, big things going on right now.
Big
interview.
Things.
Wars.
What he doesn't know is I actually have some interviews booked this week.
Oh, you do?
Maybe some in studios.
In studios.
Yeah, man.
Extra.
Okay, so I do get extra points for that?
Yes.
Okay, now, what about the sauce? What if my sauce comes in?
It doesn't count anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's over. That's out.
What if I have prizes to give away for interviews because one interview sent in actual prizes to give away for listeners tomorrow morning?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going for
this
it, man.
This is like top secret.
I can't give away all my secrets when he's in here. Are you kidding me? Oh, he's coming back.
Here he comes.
Yeah, so cool, man. Awesome. All right.
Just, man, you missed
you know,
it.
Sitting on my
I
normal.
Feel like I need to tell him part just, of that,
nah,
though.
No, you can't. You don't have to. What
he was say? Divulging
huh?
things.
What? Nothing?
What happened?
Nothing?
There's
just
one thing I have to say. If there's an in-studio interview, you can get an extra point.
That's weird.
Points.
Yeah. So what's the name of the guy from The Voice coming up at 8:20?
Ryan Quinn.
Ryan Quinn.
Yeah, man. Excited about that.
Awesome.
Also, extra points for when you have prizes from, you know, said artists or people that are chiming
what?
In. Yeah.
Did you just say that?
No, I didn't actually finish that
Stop
statement.
Doing that.
What do you mean? I'm just saying.
You can't make up rules.
That's not making up. It's for the listeners.
No,
I'm just saying.
Stop
so if
it.
I have someone, you know, do an interview and they're like, hey, here's a bunch of copies of my new CD or my book or, you know.
Ryan Quinn joining us here in just a little bit. 8:20. Beautiful voice. He's going to win The Voice.
Four chair turn.
Guys, I'm out of breath. I ran to get Danny.
Are you going to the gym today?
Danny looks okay. He's not
I'm
out
dying
of breath.
Here.
Are you going to the gym today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm there every day. Danny V. Hill's here. Hey, Danny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hi, sorry. It was funny because he didn't even give me direction on which mic to talk to.
That's weird.
Sorry, buddy. You know what?
Man.
Hey,
it
why don't you waiting. Just hold on a second? We'll introduce you in a second, okay? If you could just stand by.
Wow.
Danny Vigil will be joining us.
I apologize
us
for
in just
your
a,
friend.
In just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. In just a minute, Danny Vigil.
Tell me that's a Newfound Glory shirt.
It's a Newfound
We're
Glory
best
shirt.
We're best friends.
Of course it is.
Thank you for bringing him here.
Of course. Of course. Teo, let's jump into a couple headlines, and then we'll meet Danny Vigil. We'll introduce him to the Starmy, and then we got to take a quick break. So let's do that.
Okay,
there we go.
News!
We got a clip here. A 28-year-old woman in England says she's become addicted to eating the foam padding from an armchair in her living room.
Okay.
She's also eaten about 2,000 sponges. You got this clip, Dex?
I do have this clip, and I'm really excited to play this because I'm a big fan of My Strange Addiction.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Have you seen that show?
I haven't. I've never
oh, my gosh,
it.
You need to watch this show.
It started when I was about roughly about 4 or 5 months into my pregnancy. It started off, I was just sat there one telly, and I was just, you know, picking a bit of a fiddler anyway, and I was picking, and it would just happen. I just started eating. It used to be like a bath sponge. I used to just chew, you know, the texture, like, you know, baby's doing the bath. Like,
yeah.
It was like that, and then it would just become like a crave, an urge, just an urge.
She eats sponges?
That's weird.
How about the person who eats her couch cushions?
That's the weirdest part, because my dog, Rocket Raccoon, the dog, mm-hmm. also likes to eat my couch cushion.
How about the person who eats the hair out of the shower drain?
I don't know why you wash that stuff, dude. It makes me ill.
How about the person who actually eats the house that they live in? No, they eat the house.
Is it a gingerbread house?
No, it's concrete.
That's not good. I could get the gingerbread house thing and get on that train.
She eats cement.
Yeah. Another clip, Ben Affleck's giant back tattoo is not real. It's for a movie, but he does have a tattoo.
Fake for a movie. I actually do have a number of tattoos. I have a fair number of tattoos, but I don't have them. I try to not have them in places where you have to do a lot of cover up.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're all under the it's just, they get sort of addictive, you know, tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember he had some really bad tattoos. Yeah, I think he had a tribal.
I didn't know he had a giant back tattoo. Is that, I guess that's for some movie.
Yeah, so. It's for a movie.
Tom Hanks has been tweeting photos of things like missing socks, gloves, shoes, and other random items, along with witty comments about them. He isn't exactly trying to help people find their stuff, since he only sometimes includes a location. It's just his thing now, apparently. And apparently,
what a weirdo.
That was worth talking about. The latest Divergent movie, Allegiant, only brought in $29.1 million in its opening weekend at the
crazy?
Box office. Yeah, it came in low. Low.
But I mean, the fact that you said only and then 29 million, like that's a...
Yeah, that actually doesn't seem too bad.
Of course, this Friday, Batman vs. Superman releasing in theaters, and Warner Brothers has already said anything less than $1 billion for them will be a disappointment, because they've spent close to that on this film.
You guys remember when we had Miles Teller on, you know, the interview that I booked?
Yeah,
that
was pretty good. I know,
but do you remember that interview? Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Do you want to read that one headline that you have in there of him? Because I guess he got made fun of recently.
Well, right,
because
so.
Of Star Wars.
I actually read this because he did an interview with Collider, or they posted it or something like that, and he said a lot of the same things to them that he said in the interview with you guys. And so at first I was like, wait, did they hear our podcast and just not credit us? But then totally that wasn't the case. He said a lot of stuff about Fantastic Four, and you remember when he talked about how a lot of times when the movies come out and they're not as good, it means people worked harder on the movie.
Yeah.
He said like that exact same thing to Collider. So I was like, oh man, did they quote us? But it was just me being a redneck. Miles Teller says he never saw any of the original Star Wars movies until weeks before he auditioned to play the young Han Solo.
How you feel about that, Steve-O?
He had never seen it.
Makes sense that he was just kind of like shut in and didn't really understand the game of life. And
now you hate
interviewing
him.
Good
it was
things.
A great interview.
Dude, you know who was a great interview? Dominic Monaghan, because he loves Star Wars.
How would you know? You weren't even here.
Oh, because I listen, because I'm a fan of the show.
Okay.
Hashtag Team Dex. Wait, what?
Amy Schumer left a $1,000 tip on a $77 bar tab.
Wow. That's crazy.
Man, that's pretty good. So the other day we talked about how someone had bought a huge chunk of licensing for Michael Jackson stuff that included the Beatles, uh-huh. It included a tons of different artists in their catalogs. Paul McCartney is in the process of reclaiming the rights to the Beatles catalog that Michael Jackson had owned since the 1980s. And if you guys know that story,
Man.
They had a huge falling out over that.
Yeah, that was insane.
Michael Jackson kind of like jokingly said, What if, like, I bought the Beatles things, and then Paul McCartney was like, yeah, right, man, yeah, right.
Sure enough.
And then he bought it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tao.
You're welcome.
Danny V. Hill is here. His name is
The hell.
I'm like, Danny Vigil, you just said it.
The hell. Danny Vigil.
You literally just said it.
Hello, Danny Vigil.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
You know what? Hold that right there.
All
right.
Don't
say another thing. When we come back, we will introduce Danny Vigil to the Starmie. Are you with me, guys?
Yeah. Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Hashtag we'll be back. Team Steve. Team Dex. But traditions I can trace against
the child in your face. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning, everyone. It is 8:03. My bad.
High today of 79 degrees.
I honestly didn't mean to do that.
Uh-huh.
Danny Vigil's here. Hi, Danny.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yes, you are. You can talk.
Good, right? Okay. Yeah. Nobody puts Danny in the corner.
Danny's in the corner right now.
I'm in the corner right now.
Mic drop. Yeah. I'm done. That's it.
If you go to Danny's Facebook page and you're a friend or a fan of Danny, go to his Facebook page because you can see how ridiculous our studio is.
Yeah.
I can't look at Danny right now because the way that the studio is set up, my back is turned to Danny. You're looking at my back.
It's a cute back, though.
Huh?
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I get to look at all three of your butts. Like, I wish you would all three just stand up right now.
It's true. I just realized the way that this is set up. It's pretty
ridiculous.
Tragic.
I mean, yeah. I can do this, but then I can't run the
You can't run anything.
There's nothing. I can't push buttons.
Oh, because you have so many responsibilities. How many buttons you got to press right now?
Tex, you press all of my buttons every day.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so Danny, we've been doing this show together, the three of us, for about, what is it, 2 months? It was a 2 month anniversary.
Oh yeah,
just this last weekend.
A little over 2 months now.
Have you had a chance to listen to the show at all?
Yes, of course.
What do you think, man? Because I know you listened to the Buck and Dex show for many years.
I did. Oh. It's, you know, I love it because I love listening to all three of your sexy voices, number one.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean,
and I think, and any girl on my Facebook page will admit this, and I know it has nothing to do with anything, but I posted the picture of you three in the car yesterday saying that I was going to come and hang out with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear, I got so many comments of, look at those guys.
Faces
for radio, man. No. I even got text messages asking mostly about Matt, but you know.
Well, yeah. McConaughey over there.
Seriously.
Are you kidding me?
Matt is definitely the face of the show.
He really is, thankfully, so I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
He is the prettiest.
I appreciate it. I don't know how to take this compliment.
You're welcome. I'm just letting you know.
Just
let it all sink in, buddy. That's all I gotta do.
You can let them all know, all three of us happily married, mm-hmm. with children, all
That's
of
right.
us.
Yeah.
So
I got a kiddo to take care of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's legit.
Did we just lose a bunch of listeners? should I have not said that?
I don't think so.
Should I have left that? Okay.
No, but I love you guys. I'm laughing every single morning. I only listen because, unfortunately, since I don't have to wake up early for radio anymore.
You don't.
I don't. And so I'm usually only up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Tell me what that's like.
It's terrible.
Okay. Tell me what it's like just not having it. Dude, tonight, Teo and I actually, we got a screener for Batman versus Superman.
Sure. Yeah.
And so it's like, oh my gosh, you can't not go. But it doesn't start until 10,
mm-hmm.
and it's a 2-hour and 40-minute movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're looking at 1 a.m. before we're home, and that alarm goes off at 3:45.
Mm.
I might just stay up, man.
I did all of the prep work for New Music Tuesday this morning. Like, all of it is ready to go.
I don't know, man. So,
you know what? I'll wake up with you guys. We'll go to IHOP when the movie gets out.
Okay. Hey, that would be fun.
We'll just stay up. Steve-O's thinking maybe we should.
I'm like,
do
why
this.
Did I say that? We really should. You know, I'm not gonna
Danny,
lie.
You can come.
I gotta be honest. You mentioned that establishment. My wife hates those any type of like 24-hour breakfasty type place unless it's like nasty Waffle House or something. You know what I mean? Like I maybe it's because she was on the road all the time, like on tour. That's what they would just, you know, obviously the show ends at 1 o'clock in the morning. Where do you eat? Like. IHOP or somewhere. So she's not a fan of those places at all. But I like lit up when you said that. Wait, you want to go there? Like 1 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go there.
Okay.
I frequent that place. I mean, look at
me. Are you serious? Come on. Call me every time. I'd be like, Chrissy, I got to go.
Oh, man.
International man of mystery over here.
Don't call me. It's fine if I miss that. That's okay.
Totally right.
totally cool with that.
I love nasty food like that. I just love it. Man, moons over Miami. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's
Y'all
right.
know what I'm talking. So where did you work?
I used to work at down the street at KOBFM.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're talking about the wake-up times. That was, for me, was I was 23 when I worked there.
No one likes you when you're 23.
Exactly. Okay. No one ever wanted to hang out. No. I would be up till I could not go to sleep earlier than probably maybe 11, and my alarm used to go off at 2:30.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people that has to shower in the morning.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Me.
But it's one of those things that I had to do, and I just, it was
Can
terrible.
Can you instill that in Dex?
I don't shower in the morning. I used to. I don't. I shower at night.
That's funny.
Because I wake up, I brush my teeth, and I'm out the door.
See, I can't do that at night. It's like weird to me. Well, I guess you don't have hair, so it doesn't matter. But like, I'm weird about like wet hair and like my pillow, and I just gotta, you know. Gosh.
And especially in winter, it's the worst.
Yeah.
You walk outside and it's freezing.
See? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. Dude. The perks of balding, man. That's awesome.
Okay.
The perks
Teo,
of balding.
Can we lay down some more rules right now?
Quit making fun of his baldness.
Thank you. That is not allowed. You can't go there. You know how sensitive I am.
You're not sensitive.
I'm very sensitive.
Okay. Okay. You know?
Because you look at your hair.
I know. It's okay. I'm only growing it because I can. Like, I hate my hair. I really do. It's like long and flowing and wonderful.
It's nice
and I'm like,
hair.
This is the worst.
You look
but
like Lorenzo Lamas right
wanna,
now.
Dude, keep talking about dumb hair. Seriously, Chrissy said something this weekend and I almost immediately got up and grabbed clippers and shaved my head.
She really?
She looked at me and she goes, you have the same haircut as Foggy Nelson.
Oh,
and that was it.
Wow.
You do? And I seriously was like,
You're
cool, bro.
Shave your head.
Shaving my head.
You
Give
are
me those
Foggy
clippers
Nelson.
Right now.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was actually watching clips of the old, I can't even think right now, I'm sorry.
You rock.
Thank you.
You rock.
And I think you look good with short hair.
Yeah, see?
I think you look good with a shaved head.
If you can survive somebody calling you Scott Stapp, then you can survive a Foggy Nelson. Scott Stapp happened
Guys,
about
I'm
2 months ago.
Shaving my head, okay. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, somebody was like,
That's
you
it,
look like Scott
head.
Stapp, and he was like, oh.
Shaving it.
You do look a little like Scott.
Wow.
Just a little.
Thanks, man. My brother, Scotty. Cool.
Well, coming up at 8:20, we'll be talking to Ryan Quinn. Do you watch The Voice, Danny?
I don't.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
Is it? Wait, who booked this one?
I did.
He did.
Team Steve-O.
Yeah!
Whoa! Danny, what are you doing?
That's so weird.
You
do I get,
what?
Do I get bonus points? Because I just got another friend of Dex. I'm just saying.
Dex, okay, Danny,
Ricky Cottonsteady.
Stop it right
Hashtag
now.
Team Steve-O. I'm
Stop
just
right
saying.
Now. Why are all my friends going against me right
they
now?
That's weird, man.
Shit.
You booked somebody from The Voice.
I lied, Danny. I never watched the show, okay?
That's good stuff.
I actually booked this because, number one, I know that there's a lot of people in our audience that watch The Voice.
Totally. Yeah. That is very true.
So that's why I booked it. Also, now, we fight. Steve-O and I are fighting right now. We're in this big interview war. But I also booked it for Steve-O because he watches The Voice.
Which is hilarious because all three people from The Voice you booked, I was like,
liar.
Who?
They're the main people on The Voice
you
right now.
You can't say the main people. There's like 97 main people.
Ryan
Quinn. 140 people made it through the first round. And then they're like, now we got to go to the battle rounds. Now we got to go to the versus rounds.
Battle rounds.
Now we got to go to the knockout rounds. Now we got to, there's so many rounds. I gave up.
Ryan
I don't even
Quinn,
know.
This is him. Can't find my way home. All four judges turned around. He had a great story.
He does have a great story. Been doing some prep.
My name's Ryan Quinn. I'm 25 years old. I'm from New York.
He works for the House of the Good Shepherd.
I work at a school in a music room for traumatized kids.
Do you think he really works there?
Yeah, dude.
Because Teo and I were talking about this the other day. These people that go on these reality shows, they kind of make things up so they can have a better story.
Okay. It's true. That does happen.
The difference is I actually went to the House of the Good Shepherd. They have a website, Journalism 101. They help with county departments of social services, mental health departments, the school districts, family courts, other agencies that work with children. And they, of course, now are just on their Facebook page blowing up for Ryan Quinn. They call it hashtag Team Quinsanity.
Quinsanity.
So they're all about him right now. So,
glad to hear that.
They help with foster care. They do. Yeah, it's a really cool organization. I'm actually pretty excited for this interview.
So go to Star 88 FM and give me a team Dex hashtag Team Dex.
Okay,
Because I booked this morning. And if you weren't tuning in around 7:30, Teo threw down, and we have new rules.
New rules, man.
We basically scrapped everything we've already done in Interview Wars.
I'm about to delete that old picture from Friday. The one that has all of the... So, guys, just take a mental picture and revel in your glory,
because it's going to go away. We're up, Steve and I are at zero.
I got to say, so far, there's already six people like immediately chimed in, and it's tied 3-3. It's interesting. Like, people that hashtag Team Steve-O, it's like, oh, and so sweet. Linnea, sweet. And the people that liked you, Peach Bizkit. So, hashtag
Team
Dex.
Why are you making fun of my
fans?
I'm
just saying. No, I loved Limp Bizkit too, man. $3 bill, y'all.
Did you really just make fun of Peach Bizkit?
I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying.
I'm laughing too.
That is not cool. I am very sorry, Peach Bizkit.
Hey, but so far, it's already stacking up.
It is stacking up.
It's already stacking up.
There you go.
I love you, Peach. Peaches. So yeah, I have a peach tree in the backyard. I love peaches.
8:20, Ryan Quinn will be joining us. Super excited about that. All right, let's move on.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move on, because I want to talk about four ways you can hurt yourself spring cleaning. Danny?
Yes.
Have you done any spring cleaning?
I never clean in my life, so.
Does your wife do all the cleaning?
No. We just basically live in a pigsty.
Oh, really?
Dude, preach it. I'm okay with that.
This is actually an intervention.
I don't believe you. I see pictures of you on Facebook at your house, and it looks nice.
And you just said you have to shower every day, so I know
you're
there's no way.
You're a clean person.
You're cleanly, bro.
I clean myself, but like the actual, like when we do spot cleaning, so there's like a lot of
spot
cleaning. In the corners, like there.
You probably clean up after yourself, so you don't have to sit there and clean all the time.
But here's the real question. How big is your laundry pile? Either clean or dirty.
It's not bad, actually. Laundry, I keep up with. I'm one of those people that gets the Lysol wipes instead of actually getting a mop.
Totally.
And I just use my foot.
No. Totally cool. That's
every
still
guy.
Cleaning.
Every guy does.
I constantly get the, hey, can you just do the entertainment system? Because like there's that area
so
where it's like the video game systems and all that. And it's every, it seems like every 3 days, electronics just like,
does it weird you guys
nasty.
Out that dust is basically just old human
dead skin cells?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that is. There's so much when you start looking around, you're like, man, I am literally just
living in my dead skin.
Just it's leaving me.
It's you are wearing disgusting. Someone else's skin cells.
It's just so much stuff. I actually clean.
Yeah, this weekend.
When I clean the tub, like Dawn found this home, my wife's name's Dawn.
Sure.
She found this home remedy. And you totally just get baking soda and a little bit of, like, dish cleaner stuff. And then you put peppermint oil in it and you mix it all together.
Heck yeah.
And it cleans the fool out of anything. It, like, our tub now is sparkling white.
Maybe Dex could drink some of that.
No, what? That's poison!
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to clean the fool out of you.
Do you hear what Steve-O just said?
I feel like you took advantage of my southern adage.
Maybe just gargle with it.
Hashtag Team Dex. All right, four ways you can hurt yourself spring cleaning. The number one way you can hurt yourself is by falling off a ladder. You are trying to clean...
Falling off a ladder.
You are trying to clean the... what do you call it? The fixtures, the light fixtures, the ceiling fans. And you get that ladder out, and guess what? You lose your balance and fall.
Yeah. Hey, man.
People die every year from trying to clean the ceiling fans.
I promise you guys, I'll never die. And
why
I have great
just,
balance.
We have a vacuum that has like that extension, the hose. So you just pull it out and...
Yeah, what if you have 30-foot roofs?
Oh, sorry. Ceilings. Some of us have worked in ministry for years and not corporate radio.
I live in a 1,200-square-foot house.
And some of us had to have jobs to make ends meet back in Nashville, and they worked at Forever 21.
That's
and
right.
They had to change out all the lights
every
day.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so I worked in the stock room, so I had to get up on that ladder.
Yeah.
But I would
that's
get up
terrifying.
There, and I would start surveying my kingdom. And then I would start yelling at people, and then they would make
my
me get off of the ladder.
Yeah. Did you ever just play Lion King?
No.
No, okay.
No, I would
just
say,
me,
like,
huh?
Hey, peasant, go get me another light bulb. And then my boss would be like, you're going to get fired if you call me a peasant one more time.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Barry from Premier, and
hey.
I have Ryan Quinn from The Voice for you guys.
Oh.
Of course you do.
Hang on.
Okay. That was weird. Sorry.
why'd you make
Hang
it weird?
Like, why would you say that?
Of course you do.
You guys got him.
Ryan Quinn, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Doing Nothing. Well. We were just talking about ways you can hurt yourself spring cleaning, and then you called and cut
Heck
us off. So we didn't get to finish the list.
you know, just the important stuff.
Wow. We're saving lives out there, Quinn, but, you know, we'll wait on that. It's cool.
Wow.
It's cool.
Hashtag Team Quinsanity, bro. Quinsanity.
Man. So how are things going, man? How does it feel to be this big star now? You've, what is this week? How many weeks you been on The Voice? 3 weeks now?
Three weeks, two episodes. Three episodes? I don't know.
You're doing radio interviews now. You are, you know, I'm sure your Facebook page is blowing up. How does it feel to be a huge star now?
I don't, you know, I haven't processed it yet. Haven't even, it hasn't hit me yet that I'm actually like a known human being
now.
Right. Well. I'm getting a ton of support and a ton of love. And I mean, yeah, all my social media has like quintupled in followers. And
no pun intended.
It's crazy and all. But well, I guess it could be intended.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Quintupled. Just say that for everything.
Hey-o! Look at that. Yeah. Wow. but, man, I still haven't fully processed it. I don't know if I'm ever going to.
Well, you're going to have to. Because your life is never going to be the same after this.
Don't say it like that. That sounds like a horrible thing.
It sounded a little bit like a
threat. You're going to have to.
Well, it all depends. I mean,
you're going to have to.
It all depends. You know, some people can handle the fame and some people can't. We see it all the time. You know, people that, you know, they can't handle all of the media and all the fans going crazy. And then also, not only the fans, but the haters. You know, how are you with the haters out there that don't like Ryan Quinn?
You know, I mean, of course there are going to be haters and stuff, but I'm really just choosing to not indulge myself with it, you know? Like, I'm not going through, like, the YouTube comments and, like, picking out all the ones that are saying mean things and, like, replying nastily to all of them or anything. I'm really just focusing on the positivity, and I'm handling it really well, actually. Better than I thought I would.
I got a question for you, Ryan. Looking at where you call home as far as your work, not just your love for music, but your love for children. Taking a look at the House of the Good Shepherd. We're actually a nonprofit, listener-supported Christian radio station. And so I saw this immediately, and that's what stuck out to me the most was what you do for a living, if you will. Now, is this something that's going to get to continue? Because obviously you're on The Voice, everything's blowing up. You're halfway across the country as far as being in L.A. versus being in New York. But are you going to be able to get back to the House of the Good Shepherd? Is this something where you were rocking it, but moving forward, you know, music is going to have to be a focus?
It is going to have to be a focus, of course, because I mean, 25 years old, I'm not going to be this young forever. I really got to, it's now or never kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do everything I possibly can from here on until, you know, the day I die to give back to this organization, just because they really opened my eyes to a lot of things, and they're an incredible organization. The work they do is unbelievable. Everyone there that works there they don't do it for money. They do it because they love it.
Yeah.
And they really do help so many kids.
We're talking with Ryan Quinn from The Voice. He's Team Adam. And I was just reading, you were diagnosed a couple years ago with Lyme disease, and you still suffer from chronic fatigue. But, man, that still hasn't stopped you. You're still going strong, and you're not going to let that bring you down. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Lyme disease is no joke. But luckily for me, I caught it fairly quickly. So I don't have I'm not, like, bedridden or anything like that, obviously, but I do still suffer from the chronic fatigue, and it is really debilitating. Some days are much harder than others. I have to take a bunch of supplements for my immune system and for my energy levels. But I don't know, man. I'm stubborn, and music is just the only thing I'm really good at, I guess. And I am so passionate about it that I'm not letting anything get in my way of doing this.
What has it been like working with Adam?
You know, Adam is a really, really cool guy. He's all over the place, like, in a good way, though. He has a bunch of ideas. He, like, reaches, you know, grabs them down from space and gives you a really constructive criticism. He doesn't make you feel small. Even though he's this mega superstar, he doesn't, like, you know, he's not like, I'm Adam Levine and you are my peon. He's right. Very, he's very good to work with, and working with him and Tori Kelly was the exact same way. I mean, she almost seemed like I don't know. She almost felt like uncomfortable, it seemed, being in like a mentor role.
Right.
I mean, she's so young, but she's so talented and she deserves to be there.
Yeah.
But it was really endearing.
Yeah.
Adam, yeah.
If you wouldn't have picked Adam, who would have been your second pick?
Oh my God. in that moment, probably Christina, because she was so freaking nice.
She was the first one that turned around.
She was so kind to me. The things she said were unbelievable.
Mm.
And then probably Pharrell.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have been tied.
You're like, and then after that, maybe Blake. Yeah. Just name all four.
After that, Gwen. But she wasn't there.
She wasn't there, so. Oh, man.
We're talking with Ryan Quinn from The Voice. And talk about what's happening this week on The Voice. You know, more battles. What are you facing?
Yeah, so this week, actually tonight and tomorrow, I believe they're going to be finishing out the battle rounds.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was the first one to air, so I most likely will not be on TV the next 2 days.
Okay.
But all my ridiculously talented friends will be, and they really are my friends. We got to know each other very well. And I'm really excited to see what they can do.
Is it rough? Because, I mean, obviously it's still a competition, right? It's The Voice. One person's going to win this night after night, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's like, all right, tonight we got this round, and then we got the battle rounds, and we got the knockout rounds, and we got the kill each other rounds, and then it's the Hunger Games, and you're like fighting for survival. You love and hate everyone equally at the same time. So is it difficult when it's something where you want to, you know, you all have this common interest in that you're created with this purpose? For music, God has instilled this incredible gift in you, and yet at the same time, it's still like, you know, survival of the fittest. I hope I get the most votes. I hope that they, you know, maybe they go flat here, or they go sharp here, and maybe mine just sounds a little better. Is there any of that competition going on within?
You know, I thought it was going to be much more competitive and strange than it actually is.
Okay.
You know, like everyone is surprisingly humble, and we all just really like singing, and that's just what we want to do,
right?
You know? And we all want to see, you know, we want to see each other do our best, and we want to support each other. And like the mentality for like my battle, for example,
yeah,
Katie and I did not, you know, we rehearsed so much, and we didn't go in being like, oh, I'm going to show her up on stage,
right.
I'm going to do something really cool that she's not going to know about, and then she's going to get thrown for a loop. We really just rehearsed so someone would get stolen. That was the mentality, and we were just super fortunate that it happened.
That's a good
strategy. And that's how most people are treating it.
Ryan, I think what you need to do next round for, you know, next round, I believe, is knockout rounds, right?
Correct.
So what you got to do, man, like right before, because you guys stand in there, and you go up, and you hug the other person, because it's like, I love you, and you're like, I love you too. I'm going to destroy you. But oh, like, just whisper it to where, like, nobody else hears it, or say something really weird about their grandma, or just something, man.
Don't do that, Ryan.
No, don't listen to him. Okay.
That's just, not solid, you know, advice.
Not at all?
Not
even a little? Okay.
That'd be awful.
Dude, survival of the fittest. I want him to win for his district.
Okay.
Just saying, I love New York.
One more question.
When they get to live, they'll do that.
There you go. That would be incredible. Please do.
There you go.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Ryan Quinn from The Voice. And one more question that I have. So what is it like? I mean, you're on Team Adam. Are you guys hanging out with all the other people, like from Team Pharrell and Team Christina Aguilera? Are you guys all hanging out together during downtime? You guys live in a house together? How does that work?
Yeah, actually, we are. We are put up in a hotel in a mysterious location, and we really just spend every waking moment with each other.
Wow! Why don't they film that?
I mean, we
need to film
all the same interests, so we make close friends. And
yeah,
okay.
That's very cool, man.
Right on, Ryan Quinn. Well, congratulations on all your success.
Yes,
man. You're my favorite. I think you're gonna win this thing.
# Team Adam.
Yep.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Quinsanity.
Yeah, make it happen, buddy. We'll be watching, all right?
Yeah, thanks so much, you guys. This has been a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Thanks,
man.
Ryan.
Have a great day, man.
Have a good day.
We'll see you, buddy.
You too.
Ryan Quinn.
Hey, good
from
job.
The Voice. Thank you.
That was a great interview.
Yeah. All right, guys. You both did great.
Hey,
thanks,
Terry. Thanks, man.
Danny, you thought they did great, right?
They did fantastic.
But I mean, if you had to pick one. I'm just kidding.
Had to pick one guy.
You know what? I'm going to reserve my judgments, and I guess I'm just going to say them at the end of the week.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how I'm going to track with these interviews. But our listeners, you guys can totally go to our Facebook. I'm posting a picture on Instagram. We've got a Twitter. It's at Star88FM on all of those things. But go and say who you think did the better job in that interview with Ryan Quinn. Are you Team Dex or are you Team Steve?
I feel like we're on The Voice.
Right?
It's like a... Seriously. Like, we're in a competition, which, by the way, that competition question, Hunger Games, am I right? Yeah, that was the best moment of the interview. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Hashtag Team Steve-O.
Tomorrow on the show, from Team Pharrell, I will have Nick Hagelin.
Oh, who?
Nick Hagelin.
Cool.
He's on Team Pharrell. He'll be joining us tomorrow. And then Wednesday, I have Shayla Fearing.
Nice. Also from Team Pharrell.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got three interviews this week booked, all ready to go. How about you? What do you got? That's what I thought.
Interview Wars.
That is what I thought. And on that note, we have to go to break.
Okay.
Our friend Danny V. Hill is here. We have some more headlines coming up. Steve, I know you have some things to get to.
Heck yeah, I do. I finally discovered the truth behind sports. It's all fixed, guys. It's all fixed, and I've got the proof on the way back.
We'll be back. It's the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
President Obama landing in Cuba.
While Donald Trump campaigned in Arizona, demonstrators pounced on his home turf, New York's Fifth Avenue.
Twitter celebrates its 10th anniversary.
At the box office, Zootopia, number one, earning another $38 million and passing the $200 million mark domestically.
Emergency workers are sifting through debris in and around an airport in southern Russia. People were killed when a Fly Dubai plane nosedived and exploded during landing.
Boxing champion Manny Pacquiao loses a rematch with a popular L.A. shopping complex.
The dust-up between the Grove and Pacquiao started when Manny was banned because of his comments on homosexuality.
Space capsule carrying two Russians and an American has docked with the International Space Station.
More snow for parts of southern New England and some mid-Atlantic states as a weekend storm bears down. Boston could see 10 inches of snow.
If you love podcasts, you guys should check out the Scott and Danny podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's Danny V. Hill's podcast.
We need to talk about your
podcast. You know what? Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're a big one for me, too.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We were just talking off air, greatest, like, favorite band of all time, and I'm like, that's a really difficult question. Mm-hmm. But then when I actually, like, really think about it, if we're talking about an entire library, I think that's probably the greatest library of all time.
Sure, I can see that.
Although my favorite record of all time is from Third Eye Blind.
Danny V. Hill is hanging out with us.
Just continuing off-air stuff on air, you know.
And Danny, he used to be on 93.3 KOB FM's morning show. How many years ago was that?
That was 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago, almost.
And then you left there, and you and your buddy Scott started a podcast.
Yeah, well, actually, I moved to California, Huntington Beach.
Yes!
Yeah.
What?
That is my like, go-to vacation slash home.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said, so I'm born and raised New Mexican.
Yeah.
But when you hear my voice, I've always thought that I sound like a basically a brown surfer.
Well, you look like a brown surfer.
I don't sound New Mexican. Like, well, except when I'm around my family.
See, dude, did we just become besties? Because
for
real, man,
yeah.
I get around people and it's like a chameleon. Because I was born in Texas.
Sure.
So when I'm around my friends who have, I've always said y'all anyways. But I feel like the draw can just get worse and worse.
Oh,
but then
terrible.
If I'm like around
a Brooklyn
guy, all of a sudden it's like, hey, but I will say this, that Ryan dude this morning, Ryan Quinn. From New York, and I was like,
I didn't really even,
really thinking tell. About it.
I couldn't hear the Brooklyn.
You couldn't really.
Yeah.
And so, but I had to think on it. But if I'm just like me, I would say that everybody thinks I'm from California.
I got two. Well, see, mine's California surfer, but then like my family's from northern New Mexico in Chama.
Oh, okay.
And so there's that northern New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They call it, well, my mom calls it. I don't know if anyone else calls it that, but it's like this moch. You just get it. They're New Mexican. And when I'm around family, I can't even do it. Like, I can't even fake it right now. I have to be around my cousins. Mm. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so we came back and started the Scott and Denny podcast because we missed talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's great about anybody that's listening that wants to be in radio. You can do that.
Yes. Yeah.
It's called a podcast. And you can download apps. You I don't know, how much does it cost to buy a halfway decent microphone, a little mixer? How much does that cost?
See, we don't even have halfway decent microphones, so we just but I think we pay $20 a month for a Libsyn, which is like a streaming, it puts it on iTunes and everything. And, you know, on my microphone I've had, I use a little SM58.
It sounds great.
That I used to be in a band, like that's what I used to sing into.
Yeah.
And it still works. And I mean, I think total investment is $20 a month right now, plus Facebook advertising, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I recommend to people that want to be in radio. Just do a podcast.
Just start there.
Just start there, and then, you know, get better and better, and see
it's crazy
like
to
it.
Think about that, because it's not like, okay, go waste 4 years at a college and get a degree in this so that eventually you can, because at this in an industry like this, it happens so quickly that everything's changing.
What are your thoughts, Danny, on the future of radio? Are we going to have jobs in the next 10 years?
Yeah, please tell us.
Tell us, Danny.
You know, it's funny. I think that radio is still, I'm still one of the big believers in radio because I think that we still have not gotten to the point in any kind of smart car where you can, or I mean smart car, right? That's what I'm going to call them, but not the small little
about.
Cars.
Yeah.
But you can't just turn on and listen for free. And I think that one of the things that I've always told people that are like, oh, radio's dead. No one listens to radio anymore. I have my iPod. I have Pandora. And it's like, okay, but you're speaking from a very, very like privileged lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I had an iPod since I was in middle school, but you got to think of all the people. There's a big population that they don't have money to spend on an iPod. They don't have money for a Pandora or even internet. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know what's still free? Radio. And you turn it on. But I think that our industry, and I say our industry because I still am in the industry to some extent, it just needs to evolve because we're such in a area of social media. We're such in an era of immediacy that if we don't evolve, if we're not involved in social media, if we're not involved with podcasting, if we're not involved with being on the streets and, you know, shaking babies and kissing hands, you're not going to be relevant in this world. So it's hard to get into to break through. But I think that in 10 years, I think that as long as radio keeps evolving, the real talent's going to shine through. And, you know, the other ones are just going to be under syndication.
Mm-hmm. Man, I think real talent, you just hit on something that's vitally important because obviously here, you know, Star 88, it's a Christian station. We believe that we were created by this God who created all things, right? He created this universe, and it says we are made in the image of the invisible God. Well, God obviously is pretty freaking creative because you look around, you can look at the stars, you can look out at nature, you can look at whatever and see his revelation that, like, wow, dude, he knew what he was doing when he was creating things. So we have this capacity for creativity, and when we are actually utilizing that and using gifts and talents and abilities, it's gonna shine through because it's inherently within us. If God created us with this purpose for it, that all of a sudden you realize, oh wait, I can do this. I've got talent, and it will shine through. It's when we start trying to rip each other off and we start stealing crap, and it's kind of mediocre that it fails. You know, so.
Well, and I think that everyone needs in the industry needs to support each other for the most part. You know, it's I see it with, you know, talking to Dex ever since The Edge.
Fired me. Yes, you can say it.
Yes, I don't know where. I don't know what's off bounds.
It's fine, man. They fired
nothing,
me. Straight
bro.
Up.
When the mutiny happened, I talked to Dex and seeing his passion for it and seeing what he wanted to do in radio, he's talent. And then meeting you guys and listening to what you guys have done, you guys are still trying to be innovative with. I mean, and you said you know it's a nonprofit. I think when you were talking to the guy from The Voice, and it's and. No matter how small the station is, if you have a voice, go out and be innovative. Why? I've been seeing so many radio talent just everywhere who are just lazy. And, you know, they don't want to do things innovative. They don't want to go out on the streets. They don't. It's a, you know, 3-minute break and they're back to music. And it's like, and that's fine because people love music. That's what people listen to radio for the most part. But we've had this discussion where if there's good talent, they're going to stay and listen to you and they're going to start listening to you more than the music.
Yeah. You know, and that was the frustrating thing with the show that I did with Buck was had nothing to do with the ratings. Ratings were good, but it came down to money. Came down to advertising dollars. And so when corporate looks at, you know, that statement every month and it shows that, oh, the station's making this much money, these guys are making this much money, ratings look good, but yeah, they're not making the money, then we got to get rid of you. So I totally get that part of it because it is a business. That's why I'm here at this nonprofit.
I was going to say, now, don't worry, buddy. We'll never have to worry about making money here.
I don't have to worry about ratings anymore. Yeah, I make minimum wage now, but you know what? I'm happy. Yeah. And that's all that matters.
It's cool.
And as long as you're happy.
That's right.
That, and as long as you're using your talent, as Steve-O was saying, it's like, that's all that matters these days. So.
Yeah, I'm doing what I love. I do this job. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say
don't
that.
Don't do it.
You don't want to say it. Because then you can just do a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up, the Morning Invasion podcast. That's all it is.
Exclusively.
And that's it.
That's good. Danny V. Hill is hanging out with us. Hit up that Scott and Danny podcast. That's just what they have to type in, right? Is it on iTunes and all that?
Oh, it's everywhere. Just Scott and Danny. Facebook.com/Scott and Danny and @ScottandDanny on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's really good. Every time they post an episode,
I'm checking it out. You're a podcaster, man.
I'm a podcaster. I like listening to those too.
I love it.
They have good conversations.
I think
good
the reason
topics.
Podcasts are so prevalent now is because when you're a kid, what happens? Your parents, hopefully, read you stories. Mm. And so podcasts are great ways to hear anyone's story. Mm-hmm. And the more that you listen to, you start to realize that these, like, quote-unquote normal people have incredible stories. We all have these incredible stories. It's just some of us choose to get in front of a microphone and actually tell our story. But then even the most basic story can be super relatable and can resonate with everybody. Mm-hmm. That's why we like hearing other people talk.
Sure.
It's because you're getting to hear their story and you relate to them, and then it just produces like that community and that connectivity that everybody is genuinely looking for at the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. That's why podcasts are so popular.
I love it.
We have a podcast if you guys want
to. Go subscribe. It's called Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
It's on iTunes, star88.fm. You guys can go there for all you Android people, Google Play. I still don't know how that works, but, you know.
You never will.
Yeah, I know. Let's do news.
This is an interesting story. Speaking of stories and interesting in that. Movie theater chains have been adopting rules to keep young children out of R-rated movies at night, starting with Austin's Alamo Drafthouse, who instituted a no 6 after 6 rule that AMC and Cinemark have adopted. Now, though, Regal Cinemas is banning children from under 6 from R-rated movies all day.
So this is with their parents? They're not allowed even if they're with their parents?
Right.
I don't know. The Hollywood Reporter says that most of the chains have enacted these policies because of customer complaints about noisy kids or discomfort at watching young children consuming sexual or violent content, like when you guys went to see Deadpool and
I didn't see that movie.
You can tell the story. You went to see it. And
sitting next to a mom who was sitting next to her 8-year-old.
Yeah.
It was so uncomfortable, man.
Yeah.
So very, very uncomfortable. And so I'm glad they're adopting this because obviously it's already against a lot. Children cannot see R-rated movies, Dexter, like that. So, yes, it is with their parents. So now even – I'm glad they're adopting that because earlier off air, Danny, I was talking about working at GameStop all day long, man. It'd be like, hey, I know you're trying to buy this for your 9-year-old. Grand Theft Auto is a game where you – seriously, this is what you do, blah, 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 blah. And the mom would be like, yeah, that's cool. Like, okay, but – yeah, but I'm not cool with it because, like, I feel icky selling this to you right now. Are you sure? Yeah. People don't care.
No, they don't care.
Like, they just don't, So I'm glad they're finally doing something about it.
Most of the chains have had very positive feedback, but this will obviously affect parents who can't or can't get or afford a babysitter. And it's worth noting that although PG-13 movies are the most lucrative to make, a majority of films, 53%, are rated R. Which means that these bans cut down significantly on the number of options that parents might have. So far, though, theater chains are content with the new policy, saying that any lost revenue is more than worth the increased customer satisfaction that they've been seeing.
Can I say something real quick, Tail?
Please.
I mean, you're going to. Anyways. So.
I just wanted for a second to, I just want to say how proud I am of the Starmie.
Oh.
The Starmie, they're good parents. They're people with pride. And I'm not talking about the bad pride, it's the good pride.
Oh, okay.
They take care of their kids. They make sure that they get their homework done. That's the Starmie. They raise them right. And that's why I want you to put a hashtag team dance.
Okay, I was like, where is this going?
That's the
Facebook.com/star88FM. If you want to be a part of Team Dex, well, I appreciate you, Starmie.
He lets his kids watch The Walking Dead, and I don't. Okay. Hashtag Team Stevo. Hashtag Team Stevo.
I'm going to dump you. Yeah, Stevo doesn't let his kids watch SpongeBob. How ridiculous is that?
That's because it promotes ADHD, and I'm not okay
with
it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hit you right now.
How can you promote that?
Seriously.
7-Eleven is selling a Slurpee-flavored donut. I'm going to say that again for Stevo.
No, I heard. I just didn't know how to process it. Slurpee. Like, overload. I didn't know what to do.
This seems so inevitable. It's weird that it actually took this long to happen.
Yeah.
But now 7-Eleven has just rolled out a brand new donut that tastes like a Slurpee.
But here's the question. Coca-Cola Slurpee or cherry?
Wild cherry Slurpee.
Yeah!
It's a regular donut with pink cherry icing and sugar crystals on top.
Sugar crystal.
Should be available at pretty much every 7-Eleven soon. Interesting.
Nice.
What do you think, Danny?
I was actually going to stop and get some of those on the way in because I read about it last night in my job, and they did not have it in Albuquerque yet. So we'll get those in like 3 months.
The only way to one up this is if Allsup's can come out with the chimichanga flavored donut.
Okay.
With hot sauce.
Come on.
Good grief. You know, it's just called a Jimmy John. Never mind.
So one of the movies that filmed here recently was the sequel to The Maze Runner. It was called The Scorch Trials.
I thought it was pretty good.
You know Blake from the gym?
Mm-hmm.
He was in that a lot.
Yeah.
He did a lot of filming on that movie. But I guess they're filming another one. It's called The Death Cure. And Dylan O'Brien, the star, was seriously injured Thursday on the set of The Death Cure. Officially, there's no word what happened, but TMZ says he was run over by a car.
Whoa!
And broke several bones. The director posted a note on Twitter calling O'Brien one tough cookie, saying he'll be back to work after, quote, a few weeks rest and recovery. Man.
I like those movies. I thought they were pretty good.
That's commitment right there. They're not bad.
I'm just trying to think about like how we could get hurt on the job.
Yeah, how do we get run over by a car here at the radio station?
Yeah, I don't know that ever happened. Maybe on remote?
It's kind of impossible from here.
Yeah.
We'd probably, like, suffer from, like, carpal tunnel from, like, pressing buttons.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
You know, my wrist kind of
hurts a little
bit. My foot hurts some.
Sometimes my pride gets hurt. But,
there it is. Can you get workers' comp for hurt pride?
I don't know if you can. We'll talk to HR today.
Is that why? Is it because I'm beating you and the hashtag Team Dex?
Oh, that's sweet. Not even a little.
Guys, okay. It's posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can go comment. So far, Stevo.
It's not fair, really.
Stevo's running, like, a clean sweep on our Instagram.
No, but you can't do that. You can't. I'm not. Here's the deal. Underdog. Right here.
No, you're not. Right, you're not the underdog.
I am the underdog.
You've been on 88.3 for, what, 13, 14 years?
That means nothing. You know how many thousands of listeners we gained instantaneously when you came on because you are the king of radio?
We don't know that for sure.
We
do not know that.
Just saying, man.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah, I can see.
It's okay.
We can just sit back here. Look at our freaking billboard.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do a podcast. Danny and Matt, the podcast. But the whole podcast, we're just, it's them in the background fighting. And we're just like commentating on the whole thing.
Great. Good with
I
that.
Need to start hitting my social sites.
Okay. Good news, guys. The reason you hate going out on weekends and just want to sit home watching Netflix with your cat, that's me, isn't because you're an antisocial hermit. It's because you're smart. Thank you. A new study found that the smarter you are, the less you want a lot of friends. You don't want to go out. You don't want to hang out in groups or stay close with a lot of people. Here's a theory why. It's our biological survival instinct to surround ourselves with people who care about us. Smarter people feel like they're more equipped to handle whatever the world throws at them, so they're less reliant on friends.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. I just want to be happy.
That was a sad little thing there.
I can feel Tinder profiles, like, bios changing right now. I'm smart. I'm not a homebody. I'm smart.
I'm smart. I don't need y'all.
Genius.
Swipe the direct, which, I don't know. I don't know Tinder, but swipe right. I don't know.
All right, we got to go to break. Thank you, Tam.
Thank you.
Do you want to do some traffic real quick?
Well, we could. Traffic! Looks like we do have an accident to report. Accident off to the side, I-40 east at Rio Grande, happened about 10 minutes ago. It's gonna mess up I-40 this morning, so maybe choose a different direction. That's your look at traffic.
I do want to add, before the show this morning, turn the mic on and created this nice little acapella Daredevil theme song. Hashtag Team Dex. If you love stuff like this on the Morning Invasion, then you will hashtag Team Dex.
Proud of you, buddy. I'm going to go to our Instagram right now. At Star 88
FM. That's good.
Hashtag Team Dex. Watch this. Watch this. At team, dude, I just gave you a vote. Team Dex.
Hey.
Look at that right there.
You guys are being sweet to
Boom.
Each other.
Look at that. Hey.
Interview Wars.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Fair warning. The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Tired of workout programs that don't work for you? P90X, more like P90 ugh, boot camp. Yeah, like you want to look like a complete idiot in a public park. And CrossFit. Hey, I want to get in shape, not join a cult. Now a workout program perfect for you. Introducing CrossFat. No weights, no cardio, just you sitting and eating, lying down and eating, maybe eating some more while sitting down some more. That's CrossFat.
I thought you were going to work out.
I am.
You're watching football and eating a pizza.
Exactly. Anyone can do CrossFat. In fact, there's a chance you're doing CrossFat right now and you don't even know it. Plus, with CrossFat, no one's going to talk endlessly about CrossFat. Because it's rude. To talk with your mouth full. Get in shape with CrossFat, because round is a shape too.
Hashtag Team Dex. Good morning, everybody.
Wow.
9:06.
I had a day of 79 degrees. Hashtag Team Steve-O.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Sure do love you and appreciate you. Thanks to Danny Vigil for coming in this morning.
Yeah,
dude.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've actually talked into a professional stature microphone.
Yeah.
You know, and I love to see all your fans coming out of the woodwork saying, missed your voice, Danny.
Hey, shout out to Crystal.
Team Dex, Crystal, if you want to do a hashtag Team Dex.
Okay, wow.
Just do that.
If you want to do a hashtag.
Thanks. I want to give a shout out to all my my besties out there that have gone Team Steve-O.
Guys,
appreciate that.
This is what's happening. All of Dex's ridiculous. Friends are jumping ship and going Team Steve-O.
It's not funny, guys. You guys are like,
the deal.
It's so
here's
fun at Team Steve-O.
To their credit, it's like this. You know, like when you were younger and you maybe listened to music, but it was only because it was like your older cousin or somebody introduced you to music, and you're like, Metallica's the greatest band of all time, but that's really because that's all you had heard from your older cousin. And then you got into high school and met new people and discovered new music you didn't even know existed. You see, you're their Metallica. You're all they've ever known.
Metallica.
And you inadvertently introduce them to someone way greater than you.
I don't like anything
without
about
even
you,
knowing it.
You inadvertently,
I am their Blink-182.
You introduce them to their Nickelback.
You are the Metallica to my Blink, all right? I'm the next generation. Hashtag Team Steve-O.
You're the next. You're the oldest person on the show.
Oh,
you've
my gosh.
You've been here the longest. You've been here for 20 years at 88.3.
Oh, my gosh.
If you guys want somebody
started
that's
here when
not
I was
as
seven.
Cool, because let's face it, you know, everybody's into Steve-O. Everybody thinks Steve-O's
what?
Great. If you want to go for the true underdog, it's hashtag Team Dex all the way.
Actually, if you're going for the true underdog, it would be Teo, because he's not even
it.
In the competition.
No, I don't have
that.
Anything.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
you,
not
you
an underdog.
You really would be.
I'm not trying to win here.
You
Here's
haven't
the thing,
been
though.
In radio for
the reason
long,
why and... Teo's not a part of this is because he would have just
crushed
us.
Yeah.
No.
It wouldn't even have been right. a
I
challenge.
I can't get any true. Interviews.
Yes, you can.
No.
Doesn't matter. You still would have won.
You would have won.
You would have been like, he's so good looking.
And he has the southern drawl.
He really does.
That everyone like wants.
It draws everybody in.
So okay.
Like a weird silent poison.
What did you want to do, Tao?
I didn't have any.
Oh, man.
You want to take a look at traffic?
Okay, anything you want, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Anything you want to do, just tell me and I'll do it for you.
Give me $10.
Okay, here it is.
Do want to reiterate, there's an accident off to the side, I-40 East at Rio Grande. Happened about 20 minutes ago. Gonna cause some headaches on 40 eastbound. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvert campus.
It's a coffee shop.
It's dope.
Steve-O is going to talk about some of the things he has right after.
Who likes good news?
Yeah!
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start breeding.
There's a 37-year-old guy named Jack Richardson was living on the streets in England back in 2013 when he met a 47-year-old woman named Toni Osborne.
Toni Osborne.
And she did have a place to live, but she was in a rough spot, too. She has a disability that prevents her from working. And her apartment had a meter that lets you use change to pay as you go for electricity if you need to. But she didn't have any money to keep it on for the holidays.
Well.
So Jack decided to help her out and gave her about 70 cents from his own pocket to get it turned back on. Well, they became friends after that. And she offered to let him move in with her last year. And this past year, they got married.
Aww, hey!
He proposed to her in the same spot where they first met, and a bunch of friends chipped in to help pay for the wedding.
That's good stuff.
He's also in school now studying psychology and says he wants to help other people get off the streets once he graduates.
Wow, so you're telling me that they moved in together and then they got married? Wow, cohabitation, huh? I would never promote that. Team Steve-O.
Just punch him.
I did. I just threw my burrito at him.
You threw your
burrito. I think you got green chili on my shirt, and I got to go to court today, jerk!
Well,
why are you going to court?
Yeah, why are you going
to court? I'm a key witness.
No, you're not.
Character witness.
Nope.
Just living the dream, guys.
Why are you going to court, man?
Yeah. Let's talk about this.
I just have to show that my car is in fact registered.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, the sticker on my license plate said 2014. Who knew? Okay, it's 2016. Yeah. I mean, am I right, you guys?
Uh-huh. Do people actually change stickers on their cars?
Apparently, you have to.
I didn't know that.
You know, you learn it. You learn it when you're a kid, and then you forget at some point. But stickers are really important.
Yeah, apparently, guys. I'm just an ordinary, everyday man. I got to change my stickers on my license plate too. Hashtag Team Steve-O.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep,
man. I feel bad for you, Tay.
It's going to be a long week. But it's just a week. I can do it.
Wait, can I ask what the prize is?
There is no prize.
Oh.
It is pride.
Yeah, is
the
that
prize
really it?
Is pride.
Oh, man. And pride comes before the fall. I want you to win.
And an all-expense-paid trip to Santa Fe for two.
What?
To stay at the Glorious Plaza Hotel in New York City.
You and I, buddy. I'm taking you so that we can rekindle our relationship. Because it's obviously clearly broken.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. Now, this is real life right now.
Real
I was
life.
Really thinking about this over the weekend. I almost came in this morning and said, guys, I think we should stop doing this.
Why?
Why, you ask?
Oh, buddy.
Oh, why, you ask? Well,
yes.
Do you think it's a really good idea that we get our listeners involved to team up against us?
I think so.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
It's a good idea.
Now, the last show I worked at, this would have never have happened because, wow, it would have been the egos I worked with before, man. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Buck.
Well, those egos are gone.
Just kidding, listening. Buck. I'm just joking.
Yesterday, friendship test between me and Buck.
Yeah.
And it worked out. I passed the friendship test. There I was driving home with my hands-free device, obviously. And my phone rings. And I'm looking over and I'm like, all right. I'm receiving a phone call as we speak. And it says, Aaron, Buck. I better answer this because he's a real life friend. And I answered the phone and he said, oh man, you just passed the friendship test. I'm directly in front of you.
Well done.
He was driving. I'm so glad I didn't look at it and go, I'll call him back later.
Because nothing says friendship like testing all of your friends to make sure they measure up to your weird standard.
That's right.
I passed, guys. Yeah. I passed.
Hashtag Team Dex. All the way.
I got a couple more news items I'd like to read.
All right, let's do this.
If that's okay with you, Dex.
Teo, anything you want, buddy.
Okay.
It's your show, man. It's your show.
It's not. A woman in Texas wanted to get her husband out of bed around noon on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was noon. Noon o'clock. Generally out of bed if you're a normal person. But that guy wouldn't get out of bed. So she did what any wife would do and stabbed him in the hand.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Won't get out of bed? That's a stabbing. She was arrested for aggravated assault.
That's a stabbing. What was that other story about?
I don't know, man. Don't worry about
okay.
it. Remember the woman in California who ran from the cops earlier this month in a van painted like the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo?
Yes, we do. We reported that.
We did. She ended up ditching it on the side of the road and got away. But she finally turned herself in last Wednesday because she wanted her van back.
Oh, that's good.
It was a painted Dodge Caravan.
That'd be a cool van, though.
That would be. And she had no one to blame but herself, so she couldn't, like, blame it on meddling kids or...
And their crummy dog, too.
Mm-hmm.
The British government is letting people vote on what to name a new $300 million boat they're building. See, now we're talking about letting people get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Pros and cons.
Well, they get to name a boat?
Yeah, the British government thinks it's a good idea.
Okay.
So far, the name with the most votes is Bodie McBoatface.
What is it? What is it?
Bodie McBoatface.
Bodie McBoatface?
See, this is why you never do contests like this. This is why the hashtag Team Dex, Team Steve-O thing is terrible. Because
we've got rules in their hands.
And it's like how Trump's going to be president because everybody's going to go... You know who I'm voting for? This will never happen. Hashtag Trump 2016. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap. No, that was real? Oh, he's really our president? Yeah. Oh, no.
I heard he's going to build a wall around New Mexico.
I'm just saying, man.
17-year-old in Houston tried to rob a guy at gunpoint last Thursday. Ended up shooting himself in the groin when the guy tried to wrestle the gun away.
Wow.
Ouch.
Not how he thought that was going to end up, I bet. A 35-year-old guy in Kentucky recently got arrested for stealing 4 security cameras from a laundromat because he looked straight at them before ripping them out of the ceiling.
Fail!
That's how you get away with it.
Okay.
I wanted him to see the whites of my eyes before I stole a camera.
You just look at this camera for a second.
They'll never know it was me.
I mean, what else are you going to do at a laundromat?
How many people in this world got brown eyes?
Watch The Price is Right, obviously. I mean, what else do you do? Soaps or Price is Right?
He got really upset at a round of Plinko, and he was like, I'm done with this.
Give me those cameras. Man.
A recent study found that when you're buying something for someone you love, you're less likely to negotiate or try to find a deal.
Mm.
And it's one reason jewelers can charge so much for engagement rings. That makes sense. Because if you go out and you're like, I got to buy my girl the best thing ever, you're not going to want to haggle it. Because, you know, you'd be like, baby, I paid so much money for that ring. I talked him down so hard. It was awesome. I got a great price. You're not going to say that because then she's going to say, oh, cool. So you think I'm worth
Every woman goes to see how much their wedding ring is worth. Every woman does. I just know they do. I know they do. They want to make sure it's the real deal. They're not ever going to admit it. But I know every single woman does it.
Nah, there's no way. Because we're still married, so I know Chrissy hasn't.
Hey-o!
Oh, man.
And that's when she started the Google.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Dawn has. She could have. But the cool thing about the ring I gave her is it was my grandmother's ring.
Yeah.
And so back in the whenevers, I guess the 50s, when my granddad bought it for her, he couldn't afford a lot of stuff, so he bought this ring made out of this like really unpopular, crappy metal. That metal today is known as platinum, and some of those rings are ridiculous.
That was my first wedding ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost mine after she lost hers.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, you guys are just...
Wow, really?
I might have pawned it. I'm just...
Oh, my gosh.
Cost got a lot of money for that.
Yo, I got your bro's ring.
Got to call my brother. My brother owns a pawn shop here, so like, sure. If you ever need literally anything... It's ridiculous.
He's got it.
It's like, wait, what? Yeah, I got 7 of those in the back. What do you need? What do you need? You need a Cadillac?
Will you check to see if he has any metal detectors?
I bet you he does. Like, he's got the most random stuff. You are not allowed to visit Scotty's pawn shop because you would walk in and walk out with some stupid stuff.
I really would.
Like, I always walk in there and I go, what did, who, first of all, like, that means somebody had to walk in there with that and go, hey, hey. Are you, I know you're looking for a ski ball.
Like, yeah.
What? How do you have three random Peter Piper pizza ski ball machines? Yeah, dude, got a good deal on them. You know, I just
I don't know where I came from.
My brother also talks like he's from Brooklyn, but we've always lived in New Mexico.
Sure.
So, you know.
That just happens.
Yeah, it does. He's a good dude.
So here is the last little bit of news I'm going to share, and then we should probably get to that Whiskey Tango Florida story.
Uh-oh.
If you listen to these three bands, no one will date you.
Ooh.
Nickelback.
According to this study. Finally, Stain. Someone got it right and decided, hey, let's match people based on their taste in music.
Creed.
Brilliant.
Ooh. Those are the three. Stained, Creed, and Nickelback.
Tastebuds.fm conducted a study to see which bands or artists are dating deal breakers. The top three. Nickelback.
Yes! Yeah!
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Wait, what?
And Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga? I like Lady Gaga.
Oh, no. See, and I'm more Biebs. There you go.
A few others also on the list. U2. Creed.
There we go.
And Coldplay.
Weird.
Makes sense.
I get the Nickelback one. But Justin Bieber's new record is awesome.
I agree.
I think if you listen to Justin Bieber, you probably get more dates.
True.
Because, like...
I mean, they'd have to ask their parents if it's cool to go out.
No!
You can take them to Winter Ball.
Maybe Creed. I guess it depends on which region you live in.
Do people still listen to Creed?
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mississippi.
Weird. Tales from Mississippi.
Ironically enough, check this out. My friend Dango, who played drums... for Fireflight, she sings in a band. Mm-hmm. And so this guy, he's like a touring guy, session drummer. And they don't have a drummer right now. So Dango played for them. After the Fireflight tour, he went and played for one, Scott Stapp. Almost every single show was sold out.
Wow.
And these big theaters, like thousands of people at almost every single show. So it will blow your mind. People do still listen to Creed.
Are Creed like at that level of like Limp Bizkit where you just go see them for the hilarity?
I guess so.
Are they even back together? The band with
Scott
Stapp?
It's not even Creed. It's just Scott Stapp.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like his solo thing.
All right.
You know, and he's been super normal in the past couple years, you know, not getting into any trouble. But here it is.
You know what? I will say this for him, though. He's still doing it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because you look at those other like crazy frontmen like Axl Rose. That guy, one, he's terrible live.
Yeah.
But then, how many years has he been trying to do more Guns N' Roses and do anything? And it's always just a mess, you know?
We'll see this year at Coachella.
I want to see how many fights they get in on stage.
Oh, yeah, we have a running thing. It's like 90 seconds into the first song, and it is over.
He's not going to even show up.
You don't think so? Yeah.
He won't show up.
That's
my bet.
That's a bummer.
All right. Before we go to break, you want to do a Whiskey Tango Florida?
I got one for you.
Let's do this.
Oh, Florida, you know, mascots galore, except we all know, what do you think, probably number one mascot in Florida?
Seminoles. Alligator.
Well, I guess the Gators would be the one.
Gators, right? You got the Noles, you got the Gators. Well, one school took it quite literally and brought in their favorite mascot.
The Skunk Squatch.
10-foot alligator. He actually showed up. It's a student at a private school in Lakeland on Thursday.
Ooh, Lakeland. That's
an actual 10-foot gator showed up?
A 10-foot gator walked in the front door.
Good.
One parent immediately took video of it because when a 10-foot gator is walking into your elementary school kid's front door, you don't call the cops. You pull up your phone and start videotaping.
That's what I would do, honestly.
Stacy Lynn, she's a parent. At Geneva Classical Academy in Lakeland, she shared a video of the capture and joked about the gator's presence, saying, "You might be from Florida if you have a 9-foot, 11-inch gator in your child's school's parking lot at dismissal."
Just chilling.
When the kids are getting out of the school, gator just walks on in. Video shows the large gator hiding underneath the police cruiser while snapping and swatting its tail at the trapper.
Ow!
The trapper prodded the gator. To get it away from the vehicle before attempting to lasso it. Good. You know those kids lost their minds.
Good.
That had to be one of the coolest things. Noah was hurt during the incident, and the school jokingly cited the event as a learning experience.
Is this real life?
For the students. Yes, kid.
Man,
it
that's
is.
Wonderful.
Get off of my back!
Get off of my back!
Their Facebook page said, our students received a good Polk County education today, how to trap a 9'11" gator.
Wow.
They also interviewed another witness that was down there at the school at the time.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Danny, did you hear about the Taco Bee lady?
The what?
That is the Taco Bee.
Oh, yes, I think I did.
Yeah, when I first started the show here, it was one of the first news reports we did, and it was a local story. Some lady, do you remember what part of town? It was like down South Valley, maybe?
If I get her on the show, do I win?
Oh, man, that's a big one.
This lady, they were building a Taco Bell right next to her house, and so she wasn't having it because... No. It was keeping her up. She couldn't do life because of all the noise and construction that was happening. So she wrote on the fence next to the Taco Bell they were building, Taco Bee is killing me. And of course she stood out there in her bathrobe every morning.
Of course she did.
And the news caught up with her, and it was...
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe
it. It's a construction site, lady.
Yeah.
I wonder if that Taco Bell is built yet.
There are bombs going off. I love it.
Yep, I will get the Taco Bee lady on the show. That is going to happen.
Good grief. You too. You're so sweet to each other.
If you missed out on Interview Wars, this morning around 7:30, Teo dropped a big bomb on us.
Huge bomb.
So we'll recap that when we come back. Danny Vigil is hanging out with us. He's back in radio. For the morning. Danny, are you there?
Yeah, oh, sorry. I don't know. I thought you were going to break. I didn't know you were asking me a question.
I just wanted to hear your voice.
I'm back in radio for the morning, yes.
I can't see you because, you know.
It is. I like how you, and the vibe in here is just so great because, like, Steve-O's in his corner. Yeah. Dex is just staring
at his corner. It's weird, right?
It really is. We can't see each other, really.
I see why people like Teo best because he makes eye contact with me during the whole.
I got you, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You are accepted here.
All right, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama landing in Cuba.
While Donald Trump campaigned in Arizona, demonstrators pounced on his home turf, New York's Fifth Avenue.
Twitter celebrates its 10th anniversary.
At the box office, Zootopia at number one, earning another $38 million and passing the $200 million mark domestically.
Emergency workers are sifting through debris in and around an airport in southern Russia. People were killed when a Fly Dubai plane nosedived and exploded during landing.
Boxing champion Manny Pacquiao loses a rematch with a popular L.A. shopping complex.
The dust-up between the Grove and Pacquiao started when Manny was banned because of his comments on homosexuality.
Space capsule carrying two Russians and an American has docked with the International Space Station.
More snow for parts of southern New England and some mid-Atlantic states as a weekend storm bears down. Boston could see 10 inches of snow.
Isn't that genius?
Sure is, Barry. 9:36.
Not a day of 79 degrees.
Thanks so much for joining us during Interview Wars, putting up with our
shenanigans.
Bickering.
Putting up with the shenanigans.
Shout out to DJ Bossman Dan, who did the Photoshop job on our Batman versus Superman movie poster. My head is smaller than my neck.
Also, listener, Salvador, posted another one that we're going to use later in the week. He totally put up the Civil War
one. No way!
Pretty awesome. We're going to mess with it a little bit.
All right.
DJ Bossman Dan, if you could get my approval before you use my face on these photos, I'd appreciate it.
You look good. You look like Batman.
I do not.
You look like Batman.
I'm wearing a baseball cap.
That is literally Batman's body under your head.
That's true. Kind of looks like my body.
I thought it was you. I thought, well, that's what Dex looks like after the gym. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's been a few days since I've seen him at the gym. So maybe he's changed.
What are you talking about?
Interesting.
Danny V. Hill's here.
Hello.
He's hashtag Team Dex all the way. Appreciate that, buddy.
That's weird, because he, if you did any research, you would know that he actually did hashtag Team Dex Stevo with the side of Teo.
Teo.
I'm very political. It's a political year. I mean, I figured.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's sorry,
shaking babies and
journalism
kissing
101. I just try and actually get the facts before I report stuff on the air.
Well,
hashtag Team Stevo.
Whoa. Guys, if you want to support me in general, it's just hashtag Teo.
Yeah,
there's not a team.
Boom.
Feel free. Hashtag whatever you want. It doesn't matter. If you know, we had somebody hashtag socks.
Yeah. Yeah, socks and sandals has a vote.
That's a
Gene
dude.
The astronaut has a pair of votes.
Hi, greatest
Gene.
Interview we've ever done. I booked that one.
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of, Brodus is game to come hang out with us this week on the show.
Joey? For interview wars. Awesome.
Just to kick it, man.
I love it.
For a day.
So, Teo, why don't you recap really quick what happened with interview wars?
Yes, Friday, I was approached by our ops manager that said, hey, man, we got to talk about interview wars because I feel like some stuff hasn't been totally legit. And I was like, okay.
Interview wars.
So he just kind of made the point that it's not fair. So if Steve-O was sick on a day when we had three incredible interviews and I'm the one that threw
kind
out
of
the
a
questions.
I'm just going to say.
Yeah, I get it. But if I threw out the questions and everybody was like, those were good questions, he was like, it's not fair that Dex got those points because Steve-O was at a disadvantage.
Sure.
So he said, why don't we just compromise and begin on Monday and on Friday and call it interview wars, like legit the week. And so that's what's happening.
What happens, though, let's say Steve-O calls in sick again this week, and I have a great interview booked. What happens then?
I feel like it's just this week. So if that, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay, you better not pull any sick cards like you usually do there.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. Shots fired. Guys, the tension is so thick in here.
I mean, I didn't get sick.
You could separate it. You could store some in maybe some Tupperware. Save it for later.
And, Teo, can we apply that rule? Because I really feel like that rule is important. And it goes along with the list of rules that I put in here when we first started the show.
The Tupperware rule?
No.
What are you...
He's not even paying attention to the morning show. He's just sitting over here trying to book people.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Not
paying
true.
Attention.
So unless,
I just called you an idiot, and you didn't even hear me.
Unless,
that's because I'm turning the other cheek, man.
Look,
what do you want me to do?
New rule. New old rule. Unless it's a major interview, try not to let the interview bookings happen during the morning show. Let's keep it legit. Let's keep it out of
because I don't get
time.
The time to spend like you're doing right now. I don't get to sit.
He's
got to
look at that screen and possibly press a button. Danny's back here.
Yeah,
I'm over here. True. Anything could happen.
It's true.
Stop. Get off the computer.
You can just hear the click of the mouse.
Seriously.
What's this? Yeah. So anyway, guys, a big factor is not just the interviews themselves.
Right.
So throwing that out there, say Dex books an interview, but Steve-O comes in with this wham, bam, awesome question, then Steve-O can steal that point.
Right. Seriously? He's even worse now.
I know,
take
Barry.
A point away.
It's terrible.
What are you doing?
But at the same
time. Take a point away.
At
this
the same
is not
time.
Okay.
I feel
what?
Like.
No, I'm here.
Go at on. The end of the week, we're going to count hashtag Team Steve-O, hashtag Team Dex or whatever, and it's, we're going to see which one has the most, and that is going to play a factor.
Just got confirmation on an interview tomorrow morning, 8:35 a.m. You guys don't want to miss it. It's going to be amazing.
What happened?
Okay. Did you fade him out?
No.
Other than that, it's kind of wide open here.
Yeah.
Anything could happen. You can't punch each other.
I'm so sick of interview wars already, and it's Monday.
Hey, positive atmosphere, buddy.
Yeah, there's no war. Guys, tomorrow we've got giveaways. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, tell everybody about the stinking interview that you booked.
What was that noise? Did somebody quit breathing? What was that?
Tell everybody about the interview you booked.
Tomorrow morning, 8:35, I got Becky Bain. She is she's a writer for National Geographic Kids. She helped write a book called 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. It's all about how to teach your kids cool life skills before they turn 18, like how to throw a baseball correctly, how to start a bonfire.
Ooh.
Fun things like that. I got copies of the book to give away as well. Ooh. I'm sure your kids are going to want one, but now that you're making fun of it, you can't have one.
No, my kids wouldn't want that.
So, yeah.
No. It's pretty stupid.
Proper way to throw a baseball, how to be brave.
Pretty stupid.
So it's basically Boy Scouts?
Basically. How to use a hammer, how to wrap a present, how to have the perfect handshake.
Nice.
Let's be honest, there's some things people don't teach you.
I taught Luke and Jack how to have a good handshake.
Dex, that's hey, you can make fun. That's okay. You're right. I guess I just booked it because, you see, when I was 6 years old and my dad died, I just never really had
to deduct.
Okay. I never really had that.
I am deducting points.
Guys, I got to take this phone call. Sorry, I just got to. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. He walks out of the studio. Take a point away, Tao.
Look, I can't take points away for that.
Take a point.
And even if I could, I can't say it until Friday. You know that. That's another thing, guys.
Hashtag Team Steve-O. That's cool.
That's cool.
Hey, you want me to take a point away for you being a little kid?
Well, it's not fair. He's
I know it's not fair. Life isn't
right.
fair. I'm sorry. So here's the thing. On Friday, I'm going to go back. I'm going to review all the interviews. I'm going to say where I stood. We're going to listen to the listeners. We're going to read what people said about the interviews. Today, we interviewed Ryan Quinn from The Voice. It was awesome.
Yes. How did you become the parent in this relationship?
Because I have no idea.
I'm just going to put this out there. Dex is totally sabotaging his computer right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Shutting her down.
Dex.
What?
You shut down his computer.
I hope he saved all of his
Why should
work?
I not deduct a point from you?
Why not? Like, he's not supposed to be working.
He did just walk out of the studio.
He did walk out of the studio.
I should have went on his Facebook page.
Also, you turned the webcam off, so that was good.
Good job, didn't I? Darn it. Sorry, guys.
For all we know, the station could be off the air again today for the second time.
I did. I shut off the webcam. Oh, no.
So anyway, Interview Wars, it's starting today. It ends Friday. We're going to end it. We're going to see who comes out on top.
Okay. I don't like these new rules, but whatever.
I remembered something a minute ago. We started a list right before Danny got here, and we never got to finish it, but I'm genuinely interested in
it. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you interested in my list?
It was like four ways that spring cleaning can kill you And we got to a ladder, and that was all we got.
I appreciate that,
So I'm kind of in limbo of like, do I walk under the ladder? Do I fold the ladder up? Do I just climb the ladder and jump off? What do I do?
Spring cleaning can kill you or hurt you. Spring started yesterday. A lot of people want to clean before the big summer, before the kids get out of school. I never really understood spring cleaning. I think it's kind
of
stupid.
It's important. Yeah. There a lot of dust collects over the winter time.
But shouldn't you be cleaning all winter, though, so there is no dust?
It's so cold. You just don't want to move.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want the dust there to keep you warm.
The
all
extra
that,
skin.
All that
yeah.
skin.
You need that extra skin.
Another layer.
So we told you earlier that be careful when you're cleaning those ceiling fans. Get the ladder out. People fall to their deaths every year.
Every day.
They break their necks, they break their backs, they break their whatever part.
Butt bones.
So be careful when you take that ladder out. Also, lifting furniture.
Wait, this is number two.
Why would you lift furniture to clean?
You got to get underneath the furniture.
No.
What if
there's a snake under there?
Have you looked underneath your couch?
I haven't.
Oh, my gosh, Danny.
I look under there because we have two cats, Beans and Panda,
And
they just scoop stuff under there. And then you got number three, Johnny, my son, who also pushes stuff under the couch.
Sure. Well, your number one problem is you have cats.
Yeah. No, dude. I got to live with it. I got to.
I understand it.
I got to live.
Danny, you got to clean them underneath your couches. It's disgusting.
There could be money under there.
There could be, but it's probably just old Cheez-Its, which, I mean, I'm not against eating old Cheez-Its, but...
Yeah, they last forever.
Yeah.
That's part of the allure.
Be careful when you're lifting furniture. You have to lift with your legs, not your back.
We learned this at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Proper way to lift it.
Also, the chemicals. A lot of people are going to be mixing toxic chemicals for cleaning.
Sure.
And you mix the wrong chemicals together, well... It's not going to be pretty. You could actually create a poisonous gas that could kill you and your family.
Wow.
My cousin and I, when we were kids, we used to literally go under the sink and just mix together everything try to make our own weed spray. I know.
What are you doing?
I know. Where was my aunt?
That explains the twitch that you have.
Where was your auntie?
It says here
that's horrifying.
You can actually clean most stuff with a mix of water and vinegar. That's what my wife does. It drives me nuts because I hate the smell of vinegar.
Yeah.
But that's how
but
she
it does.
Cleans the
it
floors.
Cleans. It's legit.
Yep.
Whatever you do, and Tao kind of mentioned this earlier, don't let your wife get into essential oils because then that's all you will hear
that's
about
it.
For the next
Steve-O's wife, Chrissy.
Doterra?
It's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's a list of things that you need to be aware of while you're cleaning, while you're spring cleaning. You know, the ladders, don't fall. If you have horrible balance, don't be climbing that ladder, okay? Get somebody else to do it for you. Don't mix any toxic chemicals together because that could cause a poisonous gas or an explosion and kill you and your family.
You don't want to be the toxic Avenger running around looking weird.
That's right. And don't lift furniture if you have no business lifting furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask me. I'll come over and I'll lift it for you. I'm a CrossFit guy.
He is. He's CrossFit.
Yeah, I've gone a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Five times.
I wonder if that's how Mr. Clean got his superpowers.
CrossFit?
No. Well, I was going to say CrossFit and mixing chemicals.
That's what he did. He mixed some chemicals.
That's how
under
he
the
lost
sink.
His hair.
Yep.
Exactly.
He lost his hair, but he got really strong. And every time he smiles, it goes ding.
Mm-hmm. Bleached his teeth
straight out.
So there you go. There's some things that I want you guys to know. Because I love you and I appreciate you guys, and I want you to live long, happy lives. Hashtag Team Dex.
This is your time. He's out of the studio still.
This is my time.
Oh, man. Thanks for helping us out, Dex. That was really nice. Steve-O's got a funny look on his face.
Steve-O's in the other room, not participating in the show right now because, well, he doesn't really care about you guys.
You guys got to understand, Dex puts so much work into our morning show, I feel bad that everybody's just automatically Team Steve-O.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
What
Dex,
does he do?
Dex gets here before all of us and works so hard.
Thanks, man. You
want to see the difference, go back and listen to Team Awesome Morning Party if you can find it. That was just me and Steve-O, and I think they removed all of those. Yeah. It was our boss, Chip. That was his favorite show. He used to podcast us every day. What I'm saying is the most sarcastic thing I have ever said. He hated our show. For good reason, I think. It was kind of crazy. It was off the track there a little bit. But Dex is so professional, it kind of bums me out that everybody's just like, no, Team Steve-O.
And you know what? That's fine. You know, honestly, I kind of want Steve-O to win.
Why?
Because I don't need to win.
I think the people want me to win.
That works.
I kind of want you to win.
I can't win, though. I'm not in this.
But you could be. Like, you could be the underdog that just comes. I know you're not in it, but you're the underdog that people just start voting for.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing. Steve-O's not here right now.
I've got to win this election.
But just for the people that are listening right now, I'm going to now root for Steve-O.
You are?
Whoa.
But I'm not gonna act like it. He won't know.
Okay.
Okay? But I'm going to root for Steve-O to win.
See, the funny thing is, earlier, when you went to get Danny, Steve-O shared secret information on the microphone.
Oh, wow.
And now he's out of the room, and you're sharing secret information on the microphone.
So what is my secret information compared to his secret information?
I'm not going
to
compare.
Way different?
Comparison is the death of all good things.
Because I might have been lying about just what I said right now.
It could be a political ploy.
Yeah.
Oh, this could be a ploy.
Yeah.
Good
I might not really be going for Team Steve-O.
It's getting House of Cards up in here. Who am I supposed to believe?
I'm not going for Team Steve-O. What are you, nuts? I'm winning this thing.
I'm
Come
so
Friday,
confused.
He will be crushed. Hashtag Team Dex all the way.
Man.
Go to our Facebook pages, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Hashtag Team Dex.
This is insane.
Danny Vigil, I know you've been out of the radio scene for a little bit. Is there anything you wanted to talk about? Is there anything you wanted to do?
No.
He wanted to hang out.
I just
man.
Wanted to come see Good. Your guys' butts. I mean, that's
Thanks,
literally,
man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I mean,
well, that's exactly what
that's
you're doing.
That's my best side.
Yeah. Because we can't look at you. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-oh. Steve-O's back.
Steve-O's back. So, yeah, no, there's nothing. Just Team Pizza. That's who I'm going
team
for, actually.
Team Pizza. Solid.
We weren't talking about you at all, Steve-O.
There wasn't any secret information disclosed while you were gone.
Steve-O, why did you leave the studio? Why are you crying?
He's got
right
a
now?
Giggle fit.
Why are you crying?
I booked an in-studio interview.
Wait a second here. Who did you book?
In-studio?
Wait a second.
Good grief.
Hold on a second. Who did you book?
Should I say?
Yeah.
Should I say?
When is it?
Wednesday morning. Taco Bell. He's coming in studio. Never
It's a war zone. There are explosions.
You did
there
not.
Are bombs going on.
I just got
on.
Off the phone with her, and she is a very sweet lady.
No, you did not. You booked Taco B lady?
Yeah.
Oh
in studio.
Why would you tell me
in studio? I'm going to win it all.
Dude, he's going for it.
Dude.
Dex was just being so sweet.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Pulling out all the stops, bro.
Oh,
I've got to win. So, hey, my people, my constituents, I leave you with this. Taco Bell lady in studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Her name is Kathy, and she is the sweetest, and she's going to tell her side of the story.
This is a big deal.
The story that was not told in all other news outlets because it had a different spin.
Sure.
I'm excited.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs.
You thought
in?
Aaron Brockovich was a good movie. Just wait till the studios get a hold of these rights.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
What day did you say?
Oh, man.
She's coming in on Wednesday.
Are you sure she's coming in?
Yeah, we just got off the phone. She's very sweet, and she is a huge fan of Jesus Christ, so she is stoked to come to Calvary's. I try to just call her right now on the phone because we're having such a great conversation. She said, "No, honey, I would love to come in. I want to tell my story. I want to see you guys. Yes. Oh, did you just say it's a Christian station? Huge fan of Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. Throwing it up for the JC. I like it.
I'm bringing tacos.
Oh my goodness. You gotta come back. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, yeah, please come back. Guys, I mean, did I do good? Huh?
I don't know.
I mean,
there's half of me that's excited. The other half is you asked her to come.
Listen to me. Taco Bell Lady is an icon on the Morning Invasion. Let's be real, dude. No. I just booked Taco Bell
it's
Lady.
Oh my gosh.
Her name is Kathy, and I'm no longer calling her Taco Bell Lady because she's very sweet. Her name is Kathy.
I'm calling her the Taco Kathy? Bell Lady.
She's Kathy? Taco B Lady. That's her name. You might have just won interview awards.
We won't know until Friday.
You might have just won.
I mean,
you got to look at it like a competition, though.
I felt like a child. Like, I was just like in tears as she's talking to me. I'm like, it's really her. It's really real. You're a real person. Oh, I love you so much, ma'am. Journalism!
I might be hashtag Team Steve-O right now. I'm Team Steve-O right now.
I don't know how
I'm
to feel.
I'm Team Steve-O. I'm sorry. Either. I'm Team Steve-O right now because that's amazing.
This is a crunch wrap of an interview.
This is unbelievable.
I just want a quesadilla.
Man. Oh, man.
Good job, man.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
That's good.
Thank you.
Okay, before we go, like, did you do the viral thing? Did anybody see the picture of the sad grandpa this weekend?
Yes. No.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this grand... Did you see
yes,
this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Danny. So this grandpa prepares dinner for six of his grandkids.
Burgers, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Awesome. He put all the man hours into it, did the work. One grandkid showed up.
Oh.
So that kid posted a picture of the grandpa sitting at the table... Mm-hmm. With all the empty seats.
That is awful.
It went viral, though.
Do you have the picture?
It's actually having, like, a really good effect because, why won't it let me, this thing, this is where it happened. It's on, I'm looking at CNN right now. Okay. Yeah. But,
there he is. Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, poor guy.
So now it's totally like, hey, quit lying near your grandparents. If you're going to go hang out with them, if you're going to say that, go hang out with them. So my encouragement today is spend some time with members of your family that you don't ever spend time with.
I like it.
This is a good thing.
All right, Danny V. Hill, you are welcome anytime, buddy.
Heck yeah, man.
Thanks, guys.
Feel free to come in on Wednesday when Taco B Lady shows up.
Taco Bell.
Sure.
I might get kicked out, though.
I was going to say, I don't know about that one, man. It's been a couple months since that story ran in the news, and she's still ready to tell her tale.
Oh, man. All right. That'll happen on Wednesday. If you guys want to hear more of Danny, it's the Scott and Danny podcast. You guys can Google that, hit it up on iTunes. They're really good. They're really fun. They talk about some good topics and yeah,
mostly pizza and Starbucks, but you know,
hey, that is important stuff.
That is very important.
I didn't get to share my story about how sports is all rigged, but that's okay.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Too busy booking.
Too busy just wheeling and dealing, man, making those deals.
So don't forget too, tonight Steve-O and I are getting to go see Batman versus Superman. We're gonna give you like a thumbs up, thumbs down review tomorrow.
We
no
will
spoilers.
Not spoil it.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
All right. If you missed any of the show this morning, hit our podcast at iTunes or star88.fm. Go to the Morning Invasion page. Love you guys. We'll see you later. When our hell's breaking loose, you'll be
right in the eye of the storm. That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.